Wrestling Studios on the Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
How is your sex life?
I'm a parent because I have a child. That's why I'm a parent. And if you don't have a child, it's okay, but you're just not a parent. I'm sorry. I was in one of these new Brooklyn coffee shops, and this guy was like, "You have to respect my right as a parent, even though I don't have children." I was like, "No, I don't." That's genuinely like the definition of being a parent is having a child, and you don't have a child. He's like, "Well, I have cats." I'm like, "Good for you." Like, he's like, "The cats are my children." I'm like, "Okay. You're living in one of the only times in history where you won't get killed almost immediately for saying that." I mean, if this was 1600 Salem, Massachusetts, and you walked into the village and you said, "These are my children, the cats," they would burn you at the stake right away. I mean, there would not even be a trial. They'd be like, "Strap them up, light them up, it's witchcraft, and we want it out of here." And the whole town would clap. It would clap. Yep. Be like, "Yeah, get them out of here.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and now I'm here." And I know, but you can trick yourself into thinking you're in a good relationship if you're watching a good series with that person. It's like, it's not the relationship that's good, it's the show you're watching together. I was with a wild alcoholic for like 4 years just because we were watching Breaking Bad, and I got confused. He was a guttural drunk. Yeah, I mean, we would fight a lot. One of our big fights is he'd get mad at me because, like, every time we hooked up, he always wanted me to do a sexy dance for him. Like, I know we had a lot of fights about this dance he requested. Like, "I'll put on lingerie, but I'm not going to do a jig. It's too ridiculous." I'm like, "This is not America's Got Talent. I don't have some sort of a jazzy number I'm going to prepare for you." Finally, I just put on a bikini and I did the Charleston.
Throw something on you, see if it feels good?
Sure.
Okay, this is what I would do. I would start with a joke. Joke. Vince Vaughn quote. Obviously.
Swingers or crashers?
Fred Claus. Talk about Andy's ex-girlfriend's quote from Love Actually. Hold back your tears. Pause. Drop the microphone, get out of that bitch.
Wife and kids to hang out with 19-year-old girls all day?
No.
That didn't go as planned.
kind of brought the show to a halt.
It just stopped it.
Screeching halt.
Yeah, that wasn't what I meant.
Supposed to be high energy. It's Friday.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
I'm a son of raging love.
Yeah. That's a killer dumpster.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. Yeah. It is Friday, February 15th of 2019. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey wearing a Metallica shirt. There's Paul Meatsauce Lambert. Hi, guys.
Hey, babes.
Hey.
Joining us on Fridays, of course, is AJ Mansour from clickbait.com and John Creasel from
Hello.
John M.
Creasel.
Nailnet.
Yes. And X Videos. Listeners have been mashing on my website. Love it.
Everybody.
Three speeches this week. I got one in Austin next week, so
Hell
I won't
yeah.
be in for the show.
Keep Austin weird, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're staying in that same hotel that the masturbating lady did her business in, that JW Marriott. So I'm looking forward to that.
I hope you're just as horny.
I wonder if they're going to put up a plaque, you know, like on the National Registry or...
You should bring one.
Yeah.
You should.
I shouldn't just set it there and be like, here is where...
Yeah. In this chair.
Yes.
Here's where What's-Her-Face went to town.
They should do a bronze statue of her legs pointing to the sky.
Good idea.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
Oh.
Ick.
Guess what else, though, guys? More importantly.
Yeah. What else?
Right.
40 days from today, Power Trip Las Vegas.
Oh.
This is Vegas Lent starts today. Copyright 500 by midnight. Yeah. So get your livers ready.
Yes.
Get your gambling research done.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Get the fryers research turned on because it's going to get greasy.
Well, that's 40 days for us, but it's what, 14 days for you guys?
Correct. 2 weeks from today. We did impromptu.
You guys are doing a little bit of...
doubling down.
Yeah.
Well, Corey and I went last year.
Twice. 7 days apart or something like that?
This will be a little bit more fast-paced, though.
A little bit.
These two.
Yeah, the... think of us as being the fluffer for the power trip.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are the appetizer.
Yep.
I love it.
It's going to be great going up UFC. I've always wanted to go to one, but Tim Nelson, it is on his bucket list. Like, he is obsessed.
Gotcha. So I'm trying to think of who that fight is. Is that Cormier?
It is Jones. I think it's Jones' first fight back after the suspension.
Yeah.
Which one?
That's a terrible name.
For the illegal... The illegal substance.
Yes.
How many chances is that guy going to get?
I don't know. But hopefully he's a monster. I want to see just a brutal fight.
Where's the fight?
At T-Mobile Arena.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, wow. I've never been in there.
Mm.
So I'm excited.
Mm.
Cool. Hey, at 6:40, 1 hour from now, one of your buddies is calling in.
Representative Garofalo.
Oh, well, why is that? Are we doing a? Are we starting to do politics on the show?
I don't know. Yes, we are going to start to do some politics.
Oh, cool!
we're going to do some coffee talk, Boston, Rhode Island,
a road nor an island discuss.
Pat Garofalo introduced some sports betting legislation, and we'd like clarification. We'd like to figure out what's going on, and more importantly, the chances that it actually gets passed.
Right.
What?
Any relation to Janine?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Identical twins,
and they politically they're exactly on the same side of the aisle. Yeah, Pat is a very reasonable elected. He was fun to serve with, so he'll bring good perspective.
That's at 6:40.
Yeah,
sweet.
Then Mark Parrish should be here about 7, even though he's been on the NHL Network all week. And then Cy Amundsen rolling in about 7:30. We'll play initials at 8:15.
Yeah,
and then we'll get the hell out of here. How's that sound?
I like it. Sounds great.
Hey! Yeah, my God, I love this song.
Same. I can't stop listening to this band.
This would be Green Day. I don't care if you don't.
Did they come out with something new, or what is, why all of a sudden you can't stop listening to them? I don't know. I went down the rabbit hole on the internet yesterday, unlike the rabbit hole John and Hockey and I went down about 10 minutes ago, and...
Come on, you can't stop thinking about that.
Yeah, I can't. Hockey's so horny, and I'm glad I am.
I don't care if you don't care.
Have you, Chris, have you ever watched just the old Newlyweds bloopers? Those are the best.
The best, man. I know. That one I showed you guys today. Oh, my gosh.
She was touched.
She was touched?
Yeah, she was touched by an angel.
But no, this is from the American Idiot record. Going back to a long time ago.
Was that 07?
Something like that, yeah.
It was an initials clue 2 weeks ago.
Two, 3 weeks ago, and it was AI. That was your walk-off win, I believe.
Yeah.
Not today, boy. I got you today, boy.
Is that right?
Yeah. From England to the Middle East.
God, I love how this song changes like 15 times.
I'm going to talk my band into playing this one of these days.
Which band? You have like 14 of them.
Yeah, that's what I mean, one of them.
Did you guys have nice Valentine's days? Paul, let's start with you. You're staring right at me.
Holy crap, I forgot.
Yeah, mine was great.
What'd you do?
Went and had lunch with my couple of my associates.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
You wouldn't have gone. Went home, cranked it.
Yeah.
Took a nap.
Thank you for your honesty.
Made something to eat. Cranked it again, went to bed.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yesterday was a two-crank day. It was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Which part of me is like, this is depressing. And then I could hear my wiener going, shut up. Just do it.
Thank you for your honesty.
Great. I've been on a horrible Lisa Ann kick. I can't stop.
Your shower drain probably, it sounds like a playground in there, huh? All the children.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Wow.
I had a heart-shaped pizza.
Whoa.
And then watched a little bit of Fixer Upper to get ready for it. I think we're going to go to Magnolia Farms next week when I'm in Texas.
It's in Waco, right? How far is that from your hotel?
Hour and a half. Yeah, not bad. We'll rent
Kayla's a big Chip and Joe fan.
She is, but I think
Chip
might be.
She like Joe?
I think, well, actually now, because she's reading the book or the audiobook, so am I, the Magnolia story. And right now she thinks Chip's a disaster. She said, I love him. And I'm to a point where he's awesome. So I love him.
He fluctuates that grass?
A little bit. Yeah, it's worth reading. It's super funny. But yeah, then I watched House Hunter. So it was a real aggressive, exciting, sexual Valentine's Day. What about you guys? Nothing.
We're in the, Corey can understand this. John, you're about to step into it. Chris, maybe you remember it. The Valentine's Day is all about the kids kind of stage.
Sure.
Which isn't great because, you know, I should take better care of my wife. But it was a hectic day yesterday chasing the kids around. Mac had Valentine's Day party at preschool, which he loved. He had way too much sugar, which affected the rest of our day. But it was good. It was fun.
Awesome.
We delivered Valentine's to the neighbors in the 5 minutes that was a blizzard yesterday.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it sucked. And I was getting it tangled up in balloons. It was crazy, but it was fun. He had a lot of fun, and that's what mattered.
Absolutely.
Chris, did you go to Biagi's?
Nah.
Huh? What? Did you go to Pound Town?
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
With themselves.
I'll just say the weekend is here. You know, it's
Oh, thanks, Rocket Pump.
Thank you for your honesty.
I'll just say the weekend is here, and I did do one smart thing yesterday.
No.
I did do one. No, what? I don't know. I'm so excited I can do that.
Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about that, and I was like, is that the bus lady from South Park?
Yes, I remember.
It's Kyle's mom, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember who it was, but somebody on Twitter corrected me and said, that's not the bus lady, that's Kyle's mom. And I'm like, God dang it. I got to watch more South Park. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I should have had that. I don't
feel any shame. We decided we wanted pizza last night.
Oh, no.
Which is always the right choice.
Yes, it is.
But I try not to eat too late during the week because we get up so early, you know? So I got on the treadmill for an hour.
Whoa.
And tried to make room for the pizza, which I destroyed last night.
Where'd you get it
at, babe?
Chanticleer's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Did you get
good.
Thin crust? Or?
I got thin crust. Yeah, I'm not as big a fan of thin crust, but it was Valentine's Day, so I let Kimmy choose. And but I did get extra cheese.
You have about a dozen pieces if you have thin crust.
Beef, pepperoni.
Beef.
And black olives.
Was it heart shaped?
Olives.
That's my jam.
Was it heart shaped or regular?
Meat on it's a
regular.
Bone, it's but regular. You eat black olives. Black olives are horrid.
That's a
racist.
Yeah. what? I don't see the connection between
black olives
the black
are
olives
terrible.
And the meat
black
on the
bone. It's like formaldehyde. Because a lot of people won't eat them.
Well,
and it's weird that you know.
I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah,
I would eat black olives regular. I just don't like them on pizza. It's pretty much I'm boring.
I don't know what my problem is, but I would eat black olives, or even green olives, I guess, out of a jar, just straight.
Yeah, green olives are great.
I like green olives in my beer, actually.
So, like the olive bar at Byerly's?
A couple olives in a Coors Light.
Oh,
really?
Talk dirty to me, yes.
No kidding.
Great point.
It adds a little saltiness to it.
Yeah, a little salt.
Makes it feel a little
fancier.
See,
I've been getting salt into my beer in different ways than that.
Oh, my God.
I guess I can... This will keep my underwear dry. So this is good. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I hadn't thought about this. What about you, Cor? What was the romantic S you did yesterday?
Clean the basement and then watch the World Poker Tour.
She wanted nothing to do with you?
Yeah, it was a pretty standard Thursday.
Oh.
Did you guys get a lot of work done on the house yesterday, though?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Did the handyman show up?
No, he's over there today.
Oh, he's over? Wow.
Yeah, I think right now, actually. What time is it? Yeah, he's supposed to be there right before 6.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had lunch with him yesterday. He looked exhausted.
Oh, right now. Say hi to him. I haven't seen him in a while.
He had an IV hooked up.
Smoking. Yeah, look dehydrated.
Mm. Does great work, though. Drill it, pound it, screw it.com.
Yeah.
Free advertising.
Yeah, man.
Drill it, pound it, screw it.com. Anything you need, he'll get it done.
The gal bought a, we're going to a cooking class tonight, though, for Valentine's Day. That was her gift to me, so that's very nice.
You like to cook, huh?
I love to cook. I don't know what the menu is. It's like a romantic cooking.
Heart-shaped pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
going to deglaze that effing pan.
Jesus.
It's going to be like,
Are you going to put some cream freeze in there?
Oh, yeah.
That's such a great episode.
Best episode ever.
Yeah. What?
Chris does it pretty good. Way better than me. That was pretty good.
Thank you. I don't know. I got another one now.
Yeah, you have a more feminine voice.
There's a lot about me that...
Yeah, that's okay.
Kind of feminine in it.
Front page sports from the Power Trip Morning Show returns. We'll talk about what's going on in the world of sports. Then Pat Garofalo at 6:40 to talk about sports betting legislation in Minnesota. Parrish at 7. Cy Amundsen at 7:30. He's at Acme all week. And then Initials at 8:15. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Or you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
So, admittedly, I don't have the best memory in the world. In fact, I'm not sure who that guy sitting there in that hat is across from me right now.
I'm going to assume that's me?
No.
AJ.
Is that me?
Oh, yeah. That's AJ. Yeah, that's right, AJ.
Hey, I'm asked.
But I just heard something on the internet web that I don't remember doing at all.
That you did? This is a clip of you?
It's absolutely me. And I'm telling you right now, I don't remember this at all. It was when the AM switched to the FM. So it was 2011. And we did a bit saying goodbye to the 1130 signal.
I don't remember that. Well, I don't remember what we did.
And I'll play yours
in
a second. But we all, every person who's on the station, did something like this.
AM 1130. Your old friend Chris Hockey. You know, I've loved AM since I was a little boy growing up in Ohio/Indiana listening to WLW on 700 AM out of Cincinnati. AM radio's got me through a lot.
So blah, blah, blah. So that was on 8/15/2011, okay? Mm.
That was the day that we went basically from dead last to number one. If we had not flipped to the FM, we'd still be getting our ass kicked by everybody in town. The only reason we win... is because we're on the FM.
I've heard that.
That's the only
reason. Oh, just ask people.
That's but check what that this article out. Said.
Yeah, right. Very similar.
But check this out. So I did one. I was like, man, thanks, everybody. Thank you. I love AM radio, blah, blah, blah. And then Star did one, pretty much the same thing. And then Corey did this.
Once again, thank you for the superstar life for us.
Hey, 1130, this is Corey. And I know this is kind of classless, but I just was going to call and say that it's over. I met somebody else, and... you know, I still love you. I'm just not in love with you. And, you know, things change. People grow up, and we just got to move on. It's just not the same anymore. Let's keep in touch. Why don't you email me or text me or something? And I really want to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing well. But you can find me on 100.3 FM. She's much hotter.
Dude.
That's genius. Really? That's genius.
My voice sounds so much deeper on the phone.
It sounds so much deeper.
That's 8 years ago now.
You sound so much different.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so much different.
Are you transitioning?
I don't think so.
He was then.
Let's see. Let's drop that thing out.
Would you please?
Let me get a peek.
Thanks for 40 asking.
40 days, John.
40 days and then in the hole.
Yeah. Jesus.
Sick.
You're playing golf. You sound a lot different.
Well, you can tell, but you also can tell that I'm not used to being on an FM, right? I was used to doing radio where no one would hear me.
That's a good point. You didn't care.
So I was super nervous that, like, whoa,
people are going
to
listen.
Now we're number one?
Now we have to
right. What?
With the overnight.
But so it only has to do with FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, if this show went back to AM, who would listen to it?
Apparently
no one.
But wait, this is the only, I think.
We don't talk enough sports.
There's only like two markets in the Fan Radio Network where we're on FM. The rest of them are still AM.
Oh, hey guys. Well, how are those doing? Those are crushing?
Yeah, they're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, and very well.
From everything I've read, we're number one everywhere.
What? You do it.
What?
That's really good.
Thank you. I'm so
That's
proud.
That's your only impression that gets
I'm
better.
I'm so proud.
Hey, what does Chris do well? An animated mother of Kyle Broflowski.
Yeah.
That's basically what he does well. That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Would not work on AM. No, he didn't know those affiliates.
You're so right. You're so right.
Congrats on that article, by the way, you guys. That was awesome.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys didn't have enough common.
I love the line, the tornado of D jokes. Is
that the
best.
That was the best.
Yeah. I imagine if that was a real thing, all the weather people, they would be like, if you're in Cottage Grove, get in your basement because there is a tornado of cranks.
Depends on which weather.
It is an F5.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This one, we're expecting at least 4 inches.
Yep. The flying debris in this one is extremely dangerous.
How do you know an F5?
Yeah.
You look like a 5.
Let's do sports.
I can't wait. I love sports.
And it's brought to you by Early Bird Electric.
All right.
Thanks, Early Bird Electric.
Thank you, Early Bird.
You guys like gambling?
Oh. Yeah.
Damn it, yes. Damn it.
I would like to start off by gambling.
Me too. Let's go right now. I'm driving.
All right, Chris, stare right at your desk. Don't look. Not that you're cheating online, but don't look at anything. Don't read the paper. Don't look at the internet.
All right, sweetie.
Between the four of us, because even though I'm starting the game, I also get to guess. There are 10 competitors in the three-point shootout tomorrow night. There are 4 in the slam dunk contest, so 14 different basketball players. I've never heard of 2 of them, and I'm not kidding. 2 of them I've never heard of in my life. I don't go to a lot of games anymore. Which means no chance Chris has heard of those 2. But every other person I know who they are and what team they're on, except for the 2. How many of the 14 can Chris get? I give the name. Chris says the team that they're on.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
thank
different.
You, because I thought I was going to have to name.
No, yeah. I give the name.
I legitimately don't know any of them right now.
I give the name. Chris names the team that they're on.
3.
What would the over-under be? There's 14 total.
1.
Hey, can you turn your headphones off for a second, Chris, so you cannot hear the next 15 seconds? Tell me when you can't hear. Okay. 2 of them are Dirk Nowitzki and Steph Curry. Okay. Those are the 2 obvious ones.
Sure. Yeah.
I think he's going to get those 2.
I think he
might not get another one.
I'd put the over-under at 3, 2.5.
Is Giannis on there?
Yeah. No, he doesn't know who that is.
No, but he wouldn't.
He would know.
No, he wouldn't. Trust me, he would not.
He thought
Scott Skiles was on the F4.
All right, clear the airwaves. Here, quickly hand. Miles Bridges, John Collins, something called Hamidou Diallo.
No.
Dennis Smith Jr., Devin Booker, Seth Curry, Steph Curry, Danny Green, Joe Harris, Buddy Hield, Kemba Walker, Dirk Nowitzki, Chris Middleton, Damian Lillard.
I'd get two or three. I could get four.
Yeah.
He'll get two.
I think he's getting exactly 2.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
I'd take the under.
You don't think he'll get the 2?
I don't think he will.
Yep. Wow. All right. Are you ready?
I think I am ready.
So, we all have our guesses. Now we can say it on the air though. So I'm guessing you're going to get exactly 2.
Okay.
Sauce.
1.
You say 1. Crease.
I said 2.
I'm in the 2 camp.
So 3 of us have 2.
That camp stinks.
Sauce has 1. So if you get 3, even if you get lucky, if you get 3, you prove us all wrong.
If I get 3, can I not ride the bus home from Vegas?
Nope. Nope. Are you ready?
It was worth the shot.
I give you the player, you name the team.
Okay.
The 4 from the slam dunk contest. Miles Bridges.
Golden State.
The Hornets. John Collins.
Great point.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember? It's a hot cut.
Boston Celtics.
The Atlanta Hawks.
This is
the one I have not heard of. Something called Hamidou Diallo. Never heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Chicago Bulls.
That's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Dennis Smith Jr.
Sure. Dennis.
Well, you know, Smith. His dad played for.
He just says, sure.
Yeah, Dennis Smith Jr. plays for the Los Angeles Lakers.
That was the New York Knicks.
All right.
Devin Booker.
Ah, yeah. Devin plays for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Plays for the Suns. Seth Curry.
Okay. He plays for Golden State.
No, he does not.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
That's Seth Curry. This is Steph. No, other way around. Now Steph Curry is the next. Well, Seth Curry plays for the Blazers.
Wow.
Steph Curry is next.
Tricked me.
They're brothers.
All right.
Steph Curry.
He plays for, now I feel weird, Golden State?
Golden State.
Okay, good.
There, you got 1.
All right, good. All right.
I believe that's the one Sauce thought you were going to get, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your face was priceless.
Yeah. Seth and Steph are brothers.
I had no idea. I really had never heard of that.
Danny Green.
Danny Green.
Old DG?
No chance.
Memphis?
No.
Nope. Yep, he's on the Peter North
Stars. The Toronto Raptors. This is the other one of the two that I had never heard of. Joe Harris.
No, good old Joe plays still? Joe plays for the Portland Trailblazers.
He plays for the Nets. Buddy Hield.
Oh, yeah. Buddy Hield plays.
He doesn't know this team exists.
Buddy Hield plays down in New Orleans for the Pelicans.
He plays for the Sacramento Kings. Damian Lillard.
Also doesn't know this team exists.
Damian Lillard. Charlotte.
The Portland Trailblazers. Chris Middleton.
Oh, my God.
I know that name. Chris Middleton. The Wolves?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
That's close.
Kemba Walker.
This I should know. That's a name I've heard. Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker, right?
Yes, Kemba Walker.
Boston Celtics.
The Charlotte Hornets, which means we're down to the last one. If you get this right, then Creasel, AJ, and myself are correct. If you get this wrong, Sauce is correct. So either way, we do have a winner, either John, AJ, and me, or just Sauce. Last but not least, Dirk Nowitzki.
It's a trick question, isn't it? Because I think he's played for the same team his whole career.
Nobody say anything.
Unless they traded him. But I don't think they did. Why would they do that? I'm going to talk myself out of it. So I'm just going to go with my gut. Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah!
Yes!
Got it! Job,
Hawk! Yes! Nowitzki and Steph Curry.
Get naked.
Why did you get that?
I don't know. I
doubted myself as we got down the list there.
What, I thought he was going to talk himself out of it.
I think Damian Lillard and Kemba Walker would have been the only other ones. Maybe Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, you know.
Yeah. Outside of that, though, man, that list is obscure.
Yeah. Very obscure.
You watch the NBA, of course.
Yeah.
Well, because all the stars are on just a couple teams.
Right. Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Max Kepler and Jorge Polanco each agreed to 5-year extensions with the Twins. Kepler's is for $35 million with an option after that. Polanco's $25.75 million with a couple of years for team options after that. Kepler and Polanco are the first Twins players under contract beyond 2019. And more proof that cheating pays off. Polanco served an 80-game suspension for steroids last year.
Hmm.
Now the Poleds will be done spending money until the year 2030, probably.
Yep. They have a Friday morning press conference, which is today, for a, quote, baseball announcement.
Come on.
What?
The secrecy in sports is so stupid.
Because
this is just
announcement.
Reports right now. I see. Yeah.
So the official baseball announcement.
Bonus will be there.
It's like a lower body injury.
Is today.
To Bonus will be there.
Do they have to have the word baseball in there?
No, it's not a volleyball announcement.
That would be bizarre. Right. Why are the Twins talking about volleyball?
Well, what if it, yeah. Now we know that they're not going to just recap the season of Russian Doll.
Brilliant.
Have you watched it?
I have two to go.
Isn't it great?
It is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. It's super fun.
And
right where you are through six. I binged it through six.
Okay.
And was trying to go to bed all in one night, right? Tried to go to bed, couldn't stop thinking about how it ended. So I just hammered the last two out. I couldn't stop. I wanted to stop after six. I was falling asleep. I was tired.
Sleeping Beauty keeps falling asleep, so then I have to stop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a smart show.
Looks exhausting being pregnant.
AJ, you haven't started yet, right?
No.
Sauce, you haven't started yet?
No.
It is absolutely worth it. And the best line I've heard in the past 6 months is, nothing is easy in this world except pissing in the shower.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's genius.
That's true.
Unless you're Barrero. Barrero claims that he's never peed in the shower.
I think it is such a self-aware show, too. Like, it doesn't, it seems like it doesn't take itself too serious.
Yep.
Like it's,
but it does. It gets progressively more serious, right? As the situation gets more dire.
Because now I'm really intrigued. Because trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
That's Watch it. Watch it. Watch it.
Yep. Super
and it's
fun.
It's greasy enough too that it's kind of dark, funny. And,
yeah. It's comedy, right? Yeah, Natasha Lyonne's very funny.
Yeah,
co-produced
by
Amy Poehler. So there definitely are jokes in there. But
I saw her name. Amy Poehler's.
I definitely wouldn't classify it as a comedy though.
No.
But it does have moments that are funny, but that's a drama show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say a comedy drama, right? That's just a straight drama that has jokes.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Did Barrero make that announcement on the radio?
What, that he's never peed in the shower? Yeah. I believe he did.
It's like somebody saying they've never sharted before.
Yep, and that is true. But I've all but see, but Barrero is
believes you.
Barrero is basically saying that he thinks it's disgusting to pee in the shower. When I don't think it is. I'm saying
you don't think it's disgusting.
I thought I was in the majority of non-sharters, and now that I know I'm in the extreme minority, I kind of wish I would do it once just to say that
Vegas.
I've done it.
Vegas is the time.
Yeah,
just get lit.
Yeah, borrow one of Benji's diapers.
Right, and more proof that I don't really care if it happens. I will announce the day that it happens on this show just to feel like I'm part of the crew. Fear of missing out.
Take a picture of the skitters.
I'm not going to do that, but I will say, guys, it happened.
And then you'll describe it if we say, but if we ask about it, will you say larger than a golf ball, smaller than a baseball?
No, I'm not Nordo. So,
but hang on a second. I think, did we maybe discover something here? Because maybe I'm crazy. I don't think I imagined this on my own. I believe in the last week or so on the podcast or on the radio, you admitted to no one's surprise that you wear black boxers.
That is accurate.
Oh.
So maybe it happens and you just don't know.
No. If there's wetness, I would have known.
No, that's not how it works.
That's not always how it works.
No, you don't just full on. I only know one person that like full on greased their shorts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No. I know the same person.
You're not talking about me.
All you guys describe it is it accidentally.
Well, there's
flips from one to the other.
I think there's two different things going on here.
No,
there's
the oopsie poopsie that sneaks up and just happens.
That may be the wetness.
That's called taking a dump in your pants. Yeah, and no, most people haven't done that.
Okay,
no.
Then,
all right.
Hi. But,
yeah.
Let's start there.
That's no.
Sometimes
I'm not.
Sometimes you splatter fart.
God.
Yeah.
God.
Don't. Why did you look at me again? I don't do that. You've done that or frequently?
I have. Yeah.
How frequently?
I mean, I can't tell you the last time, but
how many MeUndies have you ruined?
I think you're.
I get a new pair every month, man. Who cares?
You're miscategorizing it as like you devastate your underwear to the point like it looks like Monster Jam was held in there.
You're not walking around with a log.
It's, no.
Yeah.
No, but the key word
Monster Jam.
The key part of sharding is that it's a little bit of both. I've never done the back end of that word and had the front word happen. I think we got to the bottom of this when this revelation first arose.
How in the hell did we get on this topic?
It has to be diet related, right? Because you guys all eat differently than I do.
Yeah, but it's not.
Maybe I'm just dodging diet bullets.
I don't understand how you haven't because of your diet.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But no, it's
a medical marvel. Like caffeine Ross Geller.
And grease is like the recipe for poop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys,
all I can say is this.
No, it's the best.
You guys keep soiling your underwear. I'll keep mine clean. And when mine gets soiled, I'll tell you.
What if we paid for some lighter colored ones, and you wear those for a few months.
It's like bonus buy.
And maybe it'll be like a test. Every day you just look and you're like,
No, because then you're going to submit them to 23andMe and figure out who my grandfather was. How about that story? The napkin story. Did you guys see that?
I love it, man.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, the napkin story. No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. So the
is that the guy who got arrested?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
After what 20 something years, right? Yeah.
For the Minneapolis cold case.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did they?
They watched him eat, I believe, and like wiped his mouth after he took a bite of something, and then he threw it away, and they dumpster dived. Jumped in and grabbed the napkin, checked the DNA, busted.
So how did they narrow it down to him, though? Because last I read, there had been, I glazed over the article, and it said there was no link between the two besides the DNA. So how did they narrow it down?
I don't know.
I didn't see that
either.
I mean, obviously, they're not just grabbing random napkins.
For sure.
For some reason, they thought he was a possibility. I don't know the details. But I just love that that's where we're at. And clearly, again, we saw that with Ted Bundy, right? The Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix. Technology has changed so much.
He'd be toast.
It's so much harder to get away with it now than it was back then, pre-DNA testing.
And the internet.
Which is why.
And obviously, as we saw in that documentary, what most likely did him in was his teeth.
Yeah.
Which nowadays wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work. Yeah.
But they would use the DNA from the bite or whatever. Yeah. So, I mean,
Speaking of serial killers, I heard Justin Cooper on Ben Maller's show saying that on ID, which is investigation discovery or something like that, right?
Yeah.
The basically murder channel.
Yeah.
I believe this weekend a BTK documentary is released.
Dude, there was a
2020 or something the last couple weeks.
There's a YouTube video of him, dude. He claims the X Factor did it. That's what he claims.
I don't
did
know what that means.
I don't either.
Second season of that Netflix show come out yet?
Not yet.
Mindhunter? No.
Mindhunter?
No. What is that one?
It's great.
It's really good.
And,
yeah.
And BTK is kind of overlaying through this first season. At
so
least.
Yeah, it's about the FBI putting together a serial killer division because that was a new beast in the 1970s. So
sure.
It's, how do we do this? And they dove into the psychology of it. So it's not a documentary. It's just a look at how it kind of went. So it's based on, I believe, the truth, or at least mostly the truth, but it's pretty fascinating.
Insane.
First season was great.
Hawk, you want to win some cash?
I couldn't stand it if I didn't.
Text BALL to 200-200. BALL to 200-200 to enter. Standard
excuse
text
me,
messaging
ball.
And data rates may apply.
I
drank too much coffee.
Too fast. That's what I'm
not. More of the Power Trip Morning Show, and then Pat Garofalo in about 24 minutes to talk about sports betting legislation. Parrish at 7. We're back after this on The Fan. You have the
time. Wow, man. I spent the break reading the story about the guy who was caught with the DNA evidence.
Yeah.
Can I give you guys some more info?
Yeah, because we didn't have very much of it.
Right.
Yes.
That would be better.
So let me reset the entire thing here. Hockey dad Jerry Westrum visited a rink for a game one recent winter's day, as he had done countless times over the years, ate a hot dog and threw his napkin in the trash. Within weeks, DNA evidence on that napkin put the Isani businessman in jail, charged with murder in the 1993 stabbing of 35-year-old Jeannie Childs in a Minneapolis apartment. Prosecutors say the DNA tested against crime scene evidence collected decades ago leaves no doubt in the case. So here's how they did it, okay? The charges against Westrum, who was 27 at the time of the killing, detail an especially violent attack in the apartment. According to the complaint, police were called to the building after a tenant saw water coming from an apartment. Officers found Childs dead in the shower, wearing only socks, the water running. She had dozens of stab wounds, and a number of wounds were inflicted after she died. So that means this guy was pretty pissed, right?
Mm.
Evidence collected by the investigators from the room included the bed comforter, a towel, a washcloth, and a T-shirt and a blood stain on the sink.
Can we stop for a second, though, before you move on?
Yeah.
Think of the science in what you just said, because I can't even comprehend how you can do that. Let's say you have a stabbing attack where there's dozens of stab wounds, but they can somehow determine that some of those were after she died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the trick there?
Well, if you watch Bull, then you would know.
I'm not willing to do that to learn more.
Me either. It's the way the body bleeds.
Yeah, the way the blood stops coming out of some of the wounds, I guess.
I mean, if your
makes
heart
sense.
Isn't
sure.
pumping, the blood is not.
So it would scar differently or even cut differently.
Sure, probably. Yeah.
Crazy. So, all right, so some of them are
bruising.
After she's dead.
Right. Mm. So because.
But that also doesn't technically say, I guess, whether or not he knew she was dead.
Right.
Yeah, good point. Right.
He might just keep going and not have known that she was dead.
Right. Yeah.
2, 3, 4 minutes ago, and he's just stabbing away, which is just, again, horrifically violent.
Yes.
Yeah. So she had been using this this place on Pillsbury Avenue for prostitution. Okay. That's the part I didn't know until I read the story.
Which is irrelevant. For sure. I'm not ripping you.
In the
big scheme of things, that's irrelevant.
But that's part of the reason I believe that the story kind of intimates that the trail went cold after, how are you going to find out, right? So, advances in DNA testing prompted Minneapolis police to revive the case in 2015, which, by the way, doesn't make this case special. Not that this lady wasn't special, but all cases basically are starting to get a second look because of DNA, right?
Which is great.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. The FBI ran the sample through an online genealogy website in 2018, relying on a process that others have used to find lost relatives and map family trees, as I have. That turned up two possible suspects, and one of them was this guy. Mm. It turned out, Freeman said, that either Westrum or a close relative of his had submitted DNA for genetic background information. So it didn't even have to be this guy.
Mm. Wow.
How about that? Awesome,
unreal.
Right? In January, officers trailed Westrum in hopes of collecting a DNA sample without tipping him off. They said they caught up with him at a hockey game where he ordered a hot dog from the concession stand.
So, okay, stop again. I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a murder investigation, why can't they just say, we need your DNA?
I don't know.
Why does it have to be sneaky? Why does it matter if they tip him off if all they need is his DNA either way?
I suppose because at that point, there's no need to. You're for sure going to get your evidence.
Right.
It wasn't 100%, but you got it narrowed down to two people.
Sure.
There's no point, because then you can just say, instead of any of the search warrant stuff, you say, we've got you. This is 100% match. game over.
Right. Yeah. No reason to open up that can of worms if you don't need to.
Yeah, and I would assume once you throw it, if you know, I assume whatever he's caught doing, once you throw it into a public trash receptacle,
yeah, for sure.
It's
even your trash and your friend.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. We'll get to that.
Okay.
When Westrom was done eating, this all, by the way, from the Star Tribune. Thank you, Star Tribune. He wiped his mouth with a napkin, tossed it in the trash can. Once the coast was clear, investigators recovered the napkin. The BCA said the DNA on the napkin was consistent with DNA collected from the apartment where Child was killed, and that gave them probable cause to arrest Westrom. Freeman is sure that picking that napkin out of the discarded food container will withstand any legal challenge. When discarding something in the trash, the Supreme Court has said many times that it is fair game. Mm-hmm. Great. Good.
Even if it's your trash
in your yard.
Trash,
that's right.
Yeah, so once it goes out, like, yeah, that's
out
why
the
you hear every once in a while, just like in this story, like people who, you know, I can go, I'm going to go through your trash. You need a search warrant. No, I don't. It's public.
Right.
Thank God for common sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. After Westrom's arrest last week, DNA was collected from him. It, too, was a match with the DNA from the washcloth seized from the homicide scene. Stay with me, okay? There's a reason I'm continuing. His DNA allegedly also matched sperm on the towel and comforter from the apartment. Mm. Under questioning, as you can imagine, Westrom has denied all of this, saying he didn't even have sex with a woman in 1993. Said he has no explanation for why his DNA would have been in the apartment. His attorney has declined to comment for now. Westrom's father, the guy's own father, said Tuesday that his son was raised in Elbow Lake, about 30 miles northwest of Alexandria, was working in Minneapolis at the time of the lady's death. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's another strike. While the Minneapolis Police Department's cold case squad increasingly uses DNA to crack unsolved cases, such as the September 2017 arrest of another 34-year-old man, genealogy research websites have recently come to the forefront as investigative tools. We all know about the Golden State Killer.
Yes.
Listen to this. Genetic genealogy has incredible power for human identification, said C.C. Moore, chief genealogist at Parabon Nano Labs. It's revolutionary for law enforcement. Here's the key line. There's really no reason for there to be serial killers or serial rapists anymore. We should be able to identify them much more quickly and stop them from victimizing people.
Which is terrific.
Awesome,
right? Absolutely, yeah.
Right?
That's awesome.
Okay, I got more. Since spring of 2018... Moore said about 50 cold cases have been solved nationwide using public genealogy websites. I want to get down here. Let's see. Westrom lived in the Twin Cities area. This is the accused for about 2.5 years until moving away 6 months after Childs was killed. He later married, had a family, and a fairly high profile. He was fairly high profile in Isanti area with business ventures in support of local youth hockey. His blog has been blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what we get. In the meantime, he built a history of conviction for drunken driving. He got off probation last year after being convicted in Stearns County in 2016 after getting caught in a police sting believing he was soliciting a teenager for sex.
Just kill this guy.
Yeah. Right.
So as far as character references, he's got strikes there. But my question is... So let's say he was a customer of her when she was a prostitute.
Right.
Was that DNA evidence definitively linking him to the murder or linking him to that apartment? That's the issue.
Of course.
I would have there. Imagine,
for sure.
Let's say he didn't do it, but
sure.
He had DNA in there from sex.
For sure.
And now he's going to go to prison forever. For something he maybe didn't do. So that's where I'd be interested to know, and obviously they're not going to tell us everything right now.
Right.
But how are they directly linking him to that murder?
Absolutely. I wonder if there was anything insider that maybe
for
linked
sure.
him
mm-hmm.
to.
I suppose if you have a knife and you're stabbing, and maybe if you're doing it in anger, you might cut yourself too.
Exactly. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but reading the comments from people who knew this guy really well, it's exactly what you see in the newspapers all the time. I can't believe this is what? But of course, if this guy's been convicted of trying to solicit a 16-year-old.
Right. Yeah. Not a great person.
No.
I heard there's some other run-ins, too, with drinking and DWIs and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to guess killing a hooker in a bathroom, allegedly, would make you might drive you to drink.
Right. But still, how was his hockey blog?
Good point.
Was it well-written?
Is a blog about Chris?
I don't know. I hope not.
North Country, when Seahawks banned.
No, he did not. He wasn't allowed.
Huge fan.
Yeah. No!
Yeah. Yep.
But you know what?
Man, he had like these seven different jeans on.
What?
Remember your pair of jeans?
No, I know what you were saying.
Back to the public genealogy websites.
Yeah.
That gives you a lot of incentive to never do 23andMe or so on and so forth. If you've ever committed a murder, or if at some point in your life you're like, I would like to rape or murder someone.
Right.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't get my DNA tested to see if my great-grandfather was Irish.
But again, the cool thing about this article is you don't have to do it. Somebody in your family does it, then it's just as good, apparently.
It's close enough to at least point in that direction.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's if I ever was, 20 years later, hey, we're pretty convinced we found your DNA and you murdered somebody, I would start pointing fingers at every guy in my family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, why isn't it him?
That definitely sounds like my dad.
Yeah. That's something Mark would do.
By the way, you said my band, and he was a fan of it. Great point.
Criso is a big fan of Representative Pat Garofalo.
I wouldn't say big fan. Let's calm down there.
You are familiar with him.
Yes.
We are big fans of sports betting, and we'd like to see it legalized here in the state of Minnesota, and not dead last. We don't need to be 50th. Come on. And Pat Garofalo is trying to get that done. He'll explain what his bill entails and the likelihood it passes right after this.
So the band Deep Purple decides to go down to Malta to record their new album in a casino. And the night before they're going to begin recording their album in the casino, they go to a Frank Zappa concert at the casino. Somebody in the crowd shoots a flare gun inside the building, lighting the building on fire and burning the casino to the ground, sending smoke out over the water.
Then what happened?
They went into another place and recorded this song, which is a sweet monster jam.
And one of the first songs most people learn on guitar. It was definitely one of the first four or five I learned.
It's also the first song on Guitar Hero.
Makes sense. It's easy.
Yeah.
Mantras.
Let's do the quickest
Guitar Hero.
Let's do the quickest wild news of all time, because we got to get to Pat Garofalo. We're going to talk some sports betting.
He's pissed.
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Captain Morgan. The Wild hosts New Jersey tonight at 7:30. The Wild on the money line are minus 200. Over-under is 6. That matters. New Jersey has lost 4 of their last 5. The Wild can top that. They've lost 6 of their last 7. And there's your Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan. Now, this next segment is called What Really Matters. And what normally happens is I read scores, stats, sports stuff. Then Chris changes your life with something else. And it's brought to you by
Chris Lindahl Real Estate, home of the guaranteed offer, baby.
But in this case, what really matters is gambling.
Right.
And we love it on the Power Trip Morning Show, specifically sports betting, which is why we go to Vegas all the time. But it would be nice to do it here in the state of Minnesota. And Representative Pat Garofalo is trying to make that happen. Hi, Pat.
Good morning, guys. That must be the most depressing lead-in I've ever had.
Yeah.
The Wild are on a losing streak. Right. Frank Zappa concert burned down a casino. Yep. Oh, yeah. Good morning, guys.
The only thing that would make it more depressing, Pat, is when they said that Republicans lost control of the Minnesota House of Representatives. So nice work on that one.
Depends on who you ask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I want to talk to you now that you tell Creasel, now that you tell me you're not a fan of me. Yeah, I want to talk to you, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys go way back.
We do, yeah. He was one of the people that pushed to get me to run for office, and then we served together during my one term in the legislature, and he had to put up with my nonsense.
So it's Pat's fault.
It is,
Yep.
Got it. But Pat,
whatever, quitter.
Yeah, he's a quitter.
But Pat, you had a big day yesterday, right? Break down what's happening with your sports betting legislation and what's in this bill.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
This morning. Kind of rewinding things, last May, the Supreme Court overturned the federal ban on sports gambling. So for about 8-9 months here, we've been meeting privately with people, finding out a way that we can get sports gambling legalized in Minnesota, take it out from the underground economy and get it transparent here. And those conversations have gone about as far as we can without introducing a bill. So I've just introduced a bill that basically did three things. Number one, it defunds criminal enterprises that are funded by sports gambling. Two, it frees up our cops to do more important things than busting people for betting on sports. And then third, it basically just has the lowest tax rates in the nation for sports gambling, so that we eliminate some of the barriers to gambling here. And I think the biggest change, the biggest concession, is that we just said, hey, if we're going to have sports gambling in Minnesota, there needs to be consensus. So we're just going to allow it at tribal casinos. And we try to remove as much of the controversy from the bill as we can, and hopefully we can make it happen.
So what's the pushback? What's the other side, the people that are against it? What are they saying in terms of why this should not happen?
You're all sinners if you've been on sports, or it's going to destroy society, and I think a lot of people just don't realize how pervasive, how common sports gambling really is. That we all know a bookie, right? If anyone wants to bet on this right now, they can, take about 10 minutes before they can put a wager down. I just really do think it's just people are kind of scared by it. They don't understand it. And one of our jobs is to get legislators educated on how it works, and more importantly, for your listeners to contact legislators and let them know how popular this is and how many people want it.
So, Pat, another thing as well is what I like about your legislation, which having the lower tax rate is creating incentive to, because let's say this passes and is signed into law by the governor, that doesn't mean that tribal casinos have to create a sports book and have to allow legalized gambling on their properties, correct? So your bill, tell us how it creates incentive for them to actually create that business.
Yeah, so what it does is, if the legislature passes this and the governor signs it, it basically legalizes sports gambling in Minnesota and says you can only do it in tribal casinos. Well, then the tribal casinos have to sit down with the governor and negotiate a compact. And it doesn't mess with their existing compact, so the stuff they have with slot machines and stuff, it doesn't impact that at all. It just lets them set up a compact within the framework of the statute to authorize this and allow it. And the reality is, sports gambling is one of the most complex forms of gambling you can offer in terms of taking the bets. It's not like slot machines or blackjack. The lines are constantly changing, and if you do this wrong, you can really get your clock clean losing money. So what I would expect is the tribal casinos would partner with established entities, a William Hill, MGM Grand, Bet365. They're going to go out and partner with those guys. They're going to set up operations in their casino, and then the tribal casinos will just get a portion of the money that comes in from there. And by having a really low tax rate, we are able to sort of incentivize and encourage people to do that.
This seems like something that is almost, too good to be true, in the sense that this seems like it's just too easy. Why wouldn't anyone want to do this? I get the gambling roots families and all that, but it seems like a win-win situation.
Well, I mean, Creel knows this from being in the legislature, that anytime you have any bills that involve vice, whether it's booze, gambling, legalizing
stuff,
marijuana, they're really controversial issues. And legislators and politicians in general tend to want to stay away from controversial issues. They just kind of want to keep things in the down low. But the reality is, like in my experience, if every one of your listeners were to email their legislators and say they want this, I think this is something we could wrap up this session. It's just that it's a lot like Sunday liquor sales. Remember how, for 15 years, people were complaining about, why can't I buy booze on Sunday? And then just one year, everybody called their legislator and said, will you do this, please? And then it happened. People just need to know, legislators need to learn from their constituents, this is an important issue, and they want to see it legalized. They want to see it taken out from the underground economy, and they want to have some fun.
So, Pat, a lot of those entities you just referenced, the national ones that maybe would partner with tribal casinos down the road, a lot of them have mobile applications in states that have legalized sports gambling. A lot of them have the option to do it mobile, right? Like, Nevada's one of them. Would that be an option here in Minnesota or not?
Not the way the bill is designed, and that's primarily because, again, I'm trying to reduce the amount of controversy in this and trying to make it more agreeable. The tribal casinos, they all belong to a group called the Minnesota Indian Gaming Association, And they've said this privately, and they released a letter publicly this year that says they're opposed to any expansion of gambling beyond reservations. And putting aside my opinions on the issue, the reality is I want to see a bill passed this year. I want to see something happen. And so it was one of the concessions we decided to make to try to make this happen this year.
So for the people that are like, why can't you just blow the whole thing up and just go big with this? You're saying it's better to get your foot in the door and get it started and then worry about the other issues down the road?
Yeah, I mean, when people say, well, geez, why don't you allow the Garofalo Betting Emporium down on West 7th Street instead of just trying to, which, by the way, that would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. I'd go.
Yeah, that'd be neat. But the reality is when people are advocating for that, they're advocating for no bill. They're advocating for no change in law because it's just simply not going to happen. And I think it's more, rather than trying to get everything in one step, I think moving in the right direction is important to a lot of people, and it's certainly something that I want to see.
All right, so what about likelihood? We'll leave on this. What are the chances this actually gets pushed through in your mind?
Well, we're gonna legalize sports gambling in Minnesota. I have no doubt about it. I mean, if you look across the nation, that's what individual states are doing. Down in Iowa, they haven't even changed the law yet. There's a casino building an 8,500-square-foot sports book down there. So it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
How can we expedite it?
Say that again?
Sorry about that. How can we expedite it? How can people help make this happen now, this session?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing people can do is just go to the computer, go to Google, and type in "Who represents me, MN," just that phrase, and you'll get a link that you can click on and contact your state representative, contact your state senator, be respectful, but be direct, and just email them and say, hey, I want sports gambling to happen. Are you going to vote for this? Are you going to support it? And if every one of your listeners did that, we get this thing wrapped up pretty quickly. It's just a matter of going to Google, just type in "Who represents me, MN," hit enter, and then just, you know, don't contact your U.S. senator. Amy Klobuchar doesn't care, but your state rep and state senator, get a hold of them and let them know, and let's make this happen.
Right on. Thanks, Pat. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
The window.
Thanks.
Hell yeah, Hawk.
That's Representative Pat Garofalo trying to put sports betting
Janine's
in this state.
And they will listen.
Twin brothers.
They will listen. It's the form letters that everyone clicks on. Those we don't pay attention to because it's the same thing over and over. Take time to write an email, explain why you want it, and let's get it done.
And like you said, be polite, but be direct.
For sure, yes. They don't know what their constituents want if they don't hear from their constituents. So
get naked.
Yes. Peel them out.
Yeah. Down my last
swallow. Whoa. Pat'll get it done. He's the guy to carry this. He's very good.
How much fun would it be? Team LeBron versus Team Giannis. Betting on it on Sunday.
Yeah. Chris could bet on all those guys he didn't know in the point contest.
How about tonight, the Rising Stars game? This is legit, by the way. Do you know what the line is on the Rising Stars game tonight for the over-under?
310?
Dear God.
I bet that's low.
Oh.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. 330, I'll say.
296 and a half.
Ooh, I'd take the over. But we can't legally.
Hawk, would you watch that?
No.
What if you gambled on it, though? You'd be more likely to watch it if you had money on it.
Christopher Allen Hockey, you are gambling with us on March Madness when we're in Vegas.
Of course he is.
Yeah, what's he
care? And then you'll care. You will be watching those games yelling at the TV.
I love you guys. I hope this gets passed, and I will email my people for you. But I don't care. I like the slot machines. But I'll do it for you.
Yes. Let's do it.
Because I know you love it so much.
Let's do it.
All right.
But again, think of the times you're at a casino.
Hell yeah.
Pulling the slots. Instead of just betting with meat sauce all day and worrying about him actually paying you back.
Yeah.
I paid you back.
Just go to the window and collect your ticket. Parrish next. Fan 5 is next. Cy Amundson in about a half an hour or so. And then initials at 8:15. It's Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
KFAN. Yeah. It's time to turn it up a bit.
Time to get greasy?
Wake up! It's Friday. Time for a little Marilyn Manson fight song. I'm going to get a tattoo on my ribs of Marilyn Manson's face.
Yeah, that's what Halsey did.
Apparently it is.
Can't we play the good Manson song? Yeah. Can I play it, please?
First of all, what's wrong with this song?
This song,
his other song is so much better. Can I just play the other one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go, girls.
DJ Cumberbund.
So much better. NHL Network.
Ow.
Did we just uncover this, or am I hearing it for the first time?
Thanks for listening to the show, AJ.
Yeah, sorry.
To the size of your steeple. You can't see the forest.
Hi, Paris.
All the trees.
Hi, Corey. You can smell your own.
Wow. That's not true. I can't.
No. Hey, wait a minute. If Parrish wasn't here for this either, we got to play the bit for Parrish, right?
Yeah. The best one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hang on.
The very best one.
Where is it?
Greaso will love it, too.
Yeah.
Dudes.
Where the hell is it?
Dude.
Oh, no, this
get
one.
Get naked.
On the edge of my seat.
Reading's bad. Here we go.
It's okay. No one will make fun of you.
This whale.
DJ for fun.
Thoughts.
Footloose is a hot
tub. That's wicked.
Yeah, if
that's
if they ever make a movie about me losing my legs, should it be called Footloose?
Foot
or
lost.
Would that be feet
should probably be called don't go.
No, it'd be called lose foot.
Feet lost. Yeah.
Lose foot. Yeah. If you need lost. To like, you know, go into the mechanic and get your prosthetics adjusted, that's Footloose.
True.
That's yep. Footloose.
Which I need to do.
So DJ Cumberbund splashed onto the scene and we did a deep dive and
we did. We went big with DJ Cumberbund about a week ago. We played about six or seven of his jams.
DJ, those are the good ones.
Yeah, the Gloria Estefan and Trap one is
Smash Mouth one.
This one's amazing.
Yeah.
DJ Cumberbund.
DJ Cumberbund. Boots in their holes.
Have you said boats and holes?
Jeremy one's the best one. You wanna make it a reality, baby, then go see inside. Set up our heads, yeah, no one else.
Back on, but did you want? Heads gone to take on anyone. I know that you want. Heads gone, for heads gone.
So, second Office reference of the segment, but do you guys remember when Jim and Karen and Michael Scott are all going to the big corporate office to interview for the corporate job?
Sure.
And, Jim walks into the office and he has a brand new, fresh haircut. And Andy Bernard, the Nard Dog, calls him Big Haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how nice his cute little haircut is, so he can be not so homely. Anybody see Parrish's haircut for the NHL Network?
Oh,
look
yeah.
at Big Haircut over there. He was unbelievably well groomed for national TV. How come you slum it up for this show?
Because. Not hard to outlook there. Jeez.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, John Hamm.
You know what's funny? I was kind of grow my hair out long again this year, and Nikki absolutely kiboshed it.
Yeah.
She's like, no way. She's like, you can't have that hair.
Because of your TV.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, I
thought she liked my long hair last year. No, it turns out that she was just putting up with it, and it was okay since it was just local, regional.
Yeah.
But not national.
But if there's any channel where you can get away with hockey hair.
Yeah.
That was my complaint.
Your complaint?
I don't know. Big haircut I thought looked pretty good on TV. Real tight fade there.
Thanks. Real tight.
That's like a one.
Guys.
Real
right tight. On the old buzzer.
Hockey's into it.
Right. Hockey's banged probably.
Hey.
Just kidding. You know, the old shaver numbers, all right? When I go to the old haircut places, yeah. say, give me like a 2 on the side and fade sure. it. That looked like a 1.
And then
up
they
there,
say
Mark.
Laid
you
out.
You got it real tight.
I'll give you a 2.
A 4.
That was a 4?
A 4?
How long what? Is your hair?
Is your barber on the metric system? That is not, it can't be a 4.
Mine's a 3.5. See?
So is Sauce's crotch.
Stop bragging.
So is Sauce's crotch.
That's your impression of me?
Yeah, because you sound like
just, I couldn't tell which one it was.
An
I thought it was you.
Man.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Garage Solutions Minneapolis.
And GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Check them out. Awesome stuff at GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Paul.
The Wild host the Devils tonight at Xcel Energy Center. The Wild have lost 6 of their last 7, and they cling to the final playoff spot or the wild card spot. Head coach Bruce Boudreau said on PA's show yesterday that this team will make the playoffs.
Oh, great news.
The Twins pitchers and catchers are in Florida playing catch. They signed Max Kepler to a 5-year deal worth at least $35 million, and Jorge Polanco signed a 5-year deal worth at least $25.75 million. They will have a baseball announcement sometime today. The Gophers host Indiana tomorrow at 1. That is the men's basketball team. They've lost 4 straight. And the Wolves are off until next Friday because of the All-Star game, which is on this Sunday at 7 p.m. on TNT. Great point.
Parrish, last night, Vancouver 4-3 over L.A. in a shootout. So they are tied with the Wild at 59 points. So even though the Wild, for whatever reason, with a long way to go, still have the tiebreaker, they are now tied with us at 59 points apiece. And the St. Louis Blues won again. They've won 8 straight. They are catapulting up the Western Conference rankings.
It's absolutely incredible what they're doing. They finally got Vladimir Tarasenko going.
Oh, that guy's back. Great.
Ryan O'Reilly.
I don't know.
And David Perron were kind of carrying their team pretty much for 3 quarters of the year. And now they got Tarasenko, which is their best player. They got to make the playoffs and make runs like this. You have to have your best players be your best players.
Hmm.
Bennington, their goalie, stepped up.
You know, the coach of the Wild, Bruce, he did guarantee it yesterday on PA show, said he's confident this team's making the postseason. Your thoughts?
I love it. That thought when he comes out publicly and backs his team, shows he believes in his guys. You know, it gives a bit of, you know, it's easy to get down on yourself when you lose 6-7, so it's great when a coach can come out there publicly and back you like that.
So you were at the NHL Network the last couple days, but we had Jason Zucker on Wednesday, right? As he tends to do, makes his weekly Wednesday appearance.
Yep.
Yeah. Chris just beat me to it. Here's an actual soundbite from Jason.
Help me make it through the night.
That's the most depressed he's ever sounded on this show.
Yeah.
That was after the 3-1 debacle, 4-3 debacle, right? They blew a couple of big leads.
Yeah.
Lost 5-4.
I think that's what's great about Bruce coming out and doing that, because it's easy to just get too far down. Once you get too far negative, it just goes right through the locker room, and next thing you know, you're in a complete tailspin.
Hmm. Okay, right on. Thanks, man.
Green light to make trades, though. They have the right to... I think the owner gave them the green light to blow the thing up right now.
Yeah.
That's what I heard yesterday on... Yep, even
I think that was a Russo report, yeah.
Well, ask my wife. Just because you have the green light to blow something up doesn't mean you're going to...
My God, he has finally crossed over.
I crossed over?
Well, you have said
You're dead, Willie.
You've said multiple times today, quote, I'm too horny to go on.
You're talking so much, you just talked over the worst Patrick Swayze impression of all time.
Sorry.
Do it again.
You're dead, Willie. Yes. You're dead. You some bitch.
That's just...
You got to go deeper.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
You're dead, Willie.
That's too deep.
Yeah.
You gotta have some moxie there.
You're
too.
Dead, Willie.
Now you're
just whispering.
Now you're
and
just stole.
A little Irish. Great film.
Great film. Ghost.
Try it again, Hawk.
You're dead, Willie.
Yeah.
You're dead.
It's a lost cause.
You some bitch.
No, he doesn't say that.
Watch these things come up out the ground and grab you by the peener.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Man, this show sucks. It's a good thing we're on FM. Adam Silver is the NBA commissioner. So Parrish and Hawk don't know who he is, nor do they care.
I almost spit my coffee.
Hawk might care, though. Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, says he hasn't, quote, given any thought to inquiries by NFL owners about his willingness to switch leagues and become NFL commissioner. ESPN claims several NFL owners in the last 5 years have tried to persuade Adam Silver to jump over to the NFL so they can get Goodell out of there.
Apparently, you cussing with me?
Yeah.
No.
Apparently, Fortune 500 companies have also contacted Adam Silver to do similar things. Now, both commissioners are locked in for the long term. Goodell in 2017 signed a 5-year extension, $200 million. It's not a joke. Nope. And Adam Silver has an extension as well that runs through the 23-24 season. How about this? League revenues since Adam Silver took over from David Stern. In 2014, the NBA was bringing in $4.8 billion a year.
That's a lot of money. No, he's talking about
about the money, Arthur. $4.8 billion in 2014. What are they projected to do this year? In 5 years with Adam Silver's leadership, $4.8 billion.
12 billion.
16. Here's some money.
Thanks, Arthur.
God, I miss you, Arthur.
Jeez. I was going to go 8 or 9. Eight.
They're probably ahead of everybody in the international stuff.
7.
I like Mark's 8.
Oh.
Oh, Mark at 8, dude.
Mark at 8, dude.
Well, Parrish technically said 8 or 9, and the answer is $9.1 billion.
Not 16.
A lot of that, a lot of it's that ESPN TV deal, though.
So, esports, legalized sports gambling, patches on jersey, right? That Adam Silver is ahead of the curve. He's not stuck in the past like sometimes it seems like Roger Goodell is. And it sounds like Rob Manfred's a little more progressive than his former Major League Baseball commissioners. But Silver's progressive. He's on top of it. And the NBA, even though hockey hates it.
Yeah, he does.
Financially is killing it right now.
That's the sad thing. I used to really love the NBA, and now it is unwatchable because of the super teams and all of that.
Thank
Everything
you.
Else is going
hockey,
well.
You just...
but. Yeah.
Corey said hockey hates the NBA, and you said he sure does. You referred to yourself in the third person for how much you hate the NBA.
I sure did.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry. Mama.
That's your mom?
That's my mom.
Sounds hot.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, imagine the NFL with a bunch of changes with instant replay. I'm sure that would change the way penalties are called. Sports betting would be a lot more welcomed than it is now.
Right. Naughty by nature at halftime.
Certainly not.
Oh, okay.
Blue Man Group, halftime.
He's dead.
Sheila E.
What? She was
Vanilla
at,
Ice.
Vanilla Ice, yeah.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Just give me the lady with the plates and shut up.
You Red Panda. Love that lady and you hate basketball.
Red Panda kicks ass.
Yeah, but hockey
sometimes
hates
basketball.
Sometimes
I go just for halftime.
I used to go all the time, right? I went season opener 2 years ago, and she's
at least 10.
Spectacular, and I've seen her probably, I don't know, 10 times live?
Yeah. She's dropping plates on your ass.
I've never seen her drop one, but she has dropped them in the past, but I've never seen her drop one.
Me.
Then somebody stole her unicycle.
Whoa! Very disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
I'd like Paul to sit on a unicycle without the seat.
Ah, sick! Ah!
Why would I steal your stage show?
Real quick, could you give me the 7:12 a.m. Keyword, which is...
Nope. Do you have a guess?
Jack.
Correct.
Whoa, I got
text
it.
Text the keyword Jack to 200-200 to enter. Standard text messaging and data rates may apply. That's Jack to 200-200.
Okay.
Cool, man.
Is it break time?
No. Not even close. I just hit that as a... transition.
I was sad.
No. You want to hear a weird sound?
Is it a fart?
Is it? No.
Yesterday, Wendy Williams was talking about sex toys.
Yes.
Whoa.
I don't know. It's exciting.
That was out loud, Paul.
Yeah I don't care. Hockey said something.
And she made the following noise.
She said something. Okay.
Check this out. Well, this is the noise that Wendy Williams made.
Right, so first
was she using one?
What's the first time I've ever heard that kind of noise.
Jeez. I don't know if I'd want to hear that sound.
Play it again.
$199.99. Look at this. And the vibrator, too. Ooh. These amazing deals just feel so good.
Oh,
my. For Wendy watches, so go to WendyShow.com before.
Is there like a Briggs & Stratton 10 horsepower hooked up to that bad
That's
boy?
That's the kind of noise hockey wants when his giant crank comes out, right?
Look at this! And the vibrator, too! Ooh!
Wow.
You are electric.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We thought hockey was horny today.
Look at this! And the vibrator, too! Ooh!
Callie G.
Hockey.
See, that's how they should test the sirens first Wednesday of the month. Right there, just...
All right, kids. Here it comes.
Ooh!
Hide under the desks.
Dogs would hate that.
Yep. There comes that tornado of D's now.
Listen, let's all be quiet for a minute because I know that people like Power Trip Bets are going to use this as their ringer on their phone.
Ooh!
There you go. You're welcome.
Who's going to use that?
I want this for my horn on the tour bus.
Ooh!
What about when the Wild score? Zucker winds up, he scores! I love it.
Jess Brasper on the toilet on a Thursday.
Lex Steele.
Oh no. I knew it.
How about Kim when she sees her tax receipts that Chris gives her in about a month and a half?
Actually, I think it'd be the shotgun.
Yeah,
come on, Kim!
Hi, Kim!
Abbott when I get on air in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be the shotgun.
No. The hook.
Parrish, if he doesn't get a haircut.
Oh.
I think it looks great.
Me too. I like it.
Muppet when I go to my phone.
No. It's, yes. It's this one.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. I wish I had.
There's Muppet. Okay.
Anyway.
Great bit.
There you go.
That's funny.
Yep. Here's an interesting story for you, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe it's not interesting to you guys at all. But Dane Cook told this story on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
I was there the day that Giselle met Tom Brady.
No way.
I was at the game. She came to the Chargers game in San Diego, and I sit with the Kraft family, and I'm talking to her, and I'm helping her. She didn't really know. She was like, what is the football? She was like, I was walking her through it. And then I got to see them meet. I was there. We went down to the locker room.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, she's beautiful, but then he's beautiful. Yeah. And when they got together, we all just felt so ugly at that moment.
Uh-huh. I didn't know he was still a thing.
I think he's trying to be again. I always liked him. He always made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Good storyteller.
Great
storyteller.
I don't know why he became unpopular. You guys know?
It became like the Nickelback thing where people just, for some reason, hated him.
Yeah, but didn't it kind of start like an influx in the comedic like world? Like
they got mad that he got so big so fast. And
yeah,
then he was
people
selling
are
out
grinding,
arenas.
And he just exploded.
Yeah. That's a lot of jealousy.
I love it when I'm
jealous.
Discussion.
Great point, Hawk.
It is a great point.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome, babe.
His Mortal Kombat joke gets me every time.
Yeah. His Kool-Aid joke's one of the best.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of things coming out this weekend on the Netflix machine that you guys might care about.
Just watch Russian Doll.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's already did that, though.
Good point. Watch it again.
The series premiere of The Umbrella Academy, which stars Ellen Page as a member of a dysfunctional family of superheroes. Here's something you might not know about that. Umbrella Academy, written by the lead singer of... what is the band that sings the Black Parade?
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, yes. My Chemical Romance. How about that, huh?
Perry, how'd you know that?
I listen to a lot of music.
He's dialed in for initials.
Yes, he do. Great song.
Yeah.
So he wrote this as a series of, what are those little comics that aren't comics? Graphic novels.
Yeah.
And now it's on Netflix as a series.
When I was a young boy.
That's what's cool about Netflix and the world we live in.
Yeah. Also, if you want to find out what it's like to get your wiener chopped off on Amazon this weekend.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
The premiere of Lorena, a four-part Lorena Bobbitt documentary.
Hawk?
Yeah.
Would you?
I would, but I would make sure there was nothing sharper than a butter knife in the house.
I wouldn't even trust her with that. It's just going to take longer. Probably hurt more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are they going to find yours in a field?
Great point.
I'd be screwed. I couldn't get away. If I had my legs off, I'd just be fine. Take it.
You're going to need a chainsaw, though, baby.
Yeah, bye, friend.
Don Cheadle is the host of Saturday Night Live this weekend with Gary Clark Jr. as a musical guest.
Cheadle kicks ass.
So does Gary Clark.
Gary Clark Jr. Yeah, you play one of his songs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he's spectacular.
Yeah, he's really, really great. Let me get that. Let me pull this out here for you.
Okay.
Oh, please.
It's this one. Numb. So that's happening. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver's 6th season premieres on Sunday night.
A plus.
I always love that show. You should watch that show. You really should. NBA All-Star Game Sunday. Who cares?
Well, we Team LeBron versus Team Giannis?
The NBA All-Star Game's fun to watch.
No, it's not. It sucks.
Yeah, it's a pickup game with the greatest players of all time.
It sucks.
I will watch it. The first 5 minutes.
No, it sucks.
Okay, because that's your opinion.
Yeah, right. And my opinion's right, and yours is wrong.
No, I know. I've worked with you for 10 years. I know that by now.
God, it feels like so much longer than that.
Yeah, woman, I can't feel a thing. But here's something you might be interested in. Tonight, guys, at 6 o'clock on the Four Letter Network. The NBA Celebrity All-Star Game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
do you want to know who's playing in the NBA?
No.
I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah, here we go. You ready? Quavo.
Oh, Quavo?
Yep.
Who is that?
No idea.
I believe it is a delicious a vegetable that guacamole's made out of.
Yeah, sounds
Quavo
like a
toast.
Terminal illness.
Right.
Sorry, you have Quavo.
No!
Finish him.
Yeah. Please. Tell my family.
Hasan Minhaj.
He's a genius. Ooh. He's super funny.
Bad Bunny.
What? Who's that?
Don't
know. That the lady from Roger Rabbit?
Ooh.
That's Jessica Rabbit.
I wish. And
she was not a bunny.
James Shaw Jr., the guy who disarmed the gunman at last year's Waffle House shooting.
Sure.
Oh.
The home team is Chris Daughtry.
So wait, so this time he's doing the shooting.
That is exactly right.
Well done.
Well played. Chris Daughtry.
Oh, he's still a thing. Great.
Dr. Oz.
What?
Oh, boy.
That'll be great.
Is he going to wear scrubs?
J.B. Smoove.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Luke Cage star Mike Coulter.
Didn't they cancel Luke Cage?
I don't know what it is.
Isn't it a Marvel bit?
Yeah, but Netflix, I'm almost positive they canceled it.
If
that's awkward.
Netflix cancels it?
Right.
Yeah, that's bad.
I think they did. Somebody looked that up.
That's bad.
Yeah. Canceled in 2018.
And their hero, because each team has a hero, is Jason Weinman, the retired Marine who rescued North Carolina flood victims with his troop transport vehicle during Hurricane Florence.
Cool.
So tonight, if you want to watch random pseudo-celebrities and heroes play basketball.
Hmm.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there no bench? That's not a lot of players.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yes, Tibbs the coach.
I'm sure they're
don't
all
get
in
any
great
rest.
Shape.
What if Quavo gets in foul trouble? What are we going to do?
Hey, you know what? I am going to give you one more thing real quick. Sunday night at 8 o'clock on NBC, they're doing an Elvis All-Star tribute. And I understand and respect Elvis Presley.
Oh, no.
But why are they doing an all-star Elvis tribute, do you think?
Where is it?
I don't know, but I know it's got... I mean, listen to the names involved in this. Performers include, and it's hosted by Blake Shelton, performers include Adam Lambert, John Legend, Jennifer Lopez, Alicia Cara, John Fogerty, Josh Groban, Post Malone, Pistol Annies, Darius Rucker, Ed Sheeran, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban.
Weird.
Don't know.
Yeah, right.
Is it like his birthday or something?
Yeah, why?
Just watch True Detective.
Speaking of birthdays, I have a question for you guys. It starts with Parrish. Hey, Perry.
Yes, sir.
When was your birthday?
February 2nd.
Today is February 15th, so 13 days ago. Your birthday cake's been in the fridge since then.
You're kidding me?
It's sitting right
it's
here.
It's growing stuff.
Do you think we can still eat it? It's literally been in the fridge the whole time.
I'm surprised it hasn't been stolen out of it.
I can't believe it.
What kind of a cake is it?
It's a Whole Foods cake. It's not an ice cream cake. Mm. It's cake.
Well, you eat cake that sits in warm milk. Why would you care how long it's been
JG
there?
Wants to eat that thing.
Cake show reference.
Got it.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to open it up, and
I can't wait to see.
We're going
to
see.
You're
going to
eat 2-week-old cake?
Don't judge me.
I won't, babe. I love you.
Creasel, do you have a website?
JohnMCreasel.com if you need a speaker for your company's next event.
What
I would love to do it.
What if we don't need a speaker for our next event?
Still go to JohnMCreasel.com.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I love you guys. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Have fun,
I have
Austin.
A speech in Austin next week.
Keep Austin weird, baby.
I will.
And people can get your book there, too?
Absolutely. JohnMCreasel.com.
She read your book.
Yes. She said it was great.
And she's just being nice.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Good music. Mark Parrish and I just had a meeting. We discussed two different things. Three, but one of them we can't talk about on the air.
Yes.
One is we believe we can eat this cake. even though it's been in the fridge.
Can or cannot?
Can.
Can.
Can. Yes, I would agree.
Even though it's 2 weeks old. But we believe since it's been in the fridge since the day I brought it in.
Long birthday.
I feel like we should call Whole Foods and ask them.
What's Whole Foods?
That's where we got the cake.
You said Whole Foods.
Paul, just try it.
No, I'm not trying.
Do something for the website.
Would you please do it for us?
No.
Come on,
we'll put
Paul.
Put it on KFN.com.
No, just I don't want to get sick.
It's why you're here.
Just eat the cake. That's your bit.
No. It's why I'm here.
I don't sound like the Cookie Monster eats rocks.
That's almost exactly what you sound like.
That's a good description.
Paul, what else do you sound exactly like?
A handsome, horny man.
What else do you sound exactly like?
The Cookie Monster if he had a drinking problem.
What else do you sound exactly like?
Bluto if he snipped glue.
And that was Meat Sauce with... What else is it exactly like?
Yeah, most of that, I think you got confused with what you look exactly like, not sound exactly like.
That's right.
Isn't it like a trendy bit for people when they get married to get like the cake top from their wedding cake and put it in the freezer and eat it a year later?
Yeah, but that's a freezer.
But still, if it's good in the freezer for a year, it's good in the fridge for 2 weeks.
I feel like I need to call my mom.
Why?
I don't want to eat it and get the runs. It's Friday, man.
Feed it to Corey.
Yeah, he needs the runs.
I'm not eating cake.
Then he'll shart.
Oh, that'd be great. You don't eat cake either?
What?
Not two-week-old cake that's supposed to be for Parrish's birthday. That's not my bit.
That's why you're here.
No, it's not.
That's why you're here.
Like bone crusher.
This is a great new bit.
Yeah, that's exactly how you sound.
This is a great new bit for us. We should argue as Meat Sauce.
Oh, great.
With the same logic, too?
Yes, exactly.
All right, somebody give us a topic, and then you and I will have a Meat Sauce debate with his logic and his voice. Parrish.
The wall.
It's Parrish's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Well, hang on. But CAG, that doesn't work. We can't argue about the wall because it depends on who he's currently dating.
That's right. It's a political free agent.
And so how would I know which side he's on? What's the topic?
Let's go golf.
You better not wear denim on a golf course.
But don't you tell me what to do. It's why I'm here. It's my bit.
Can do what I want.
But
you better not put ketchup on a steak,
but
especially
listen,
at my golf course.
Here's the thing. I had a friend that told me, my buddy said that the guy who made the steak has a friend who's a douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend who wears denim on a golf course is a total prick. Have I told you about the time that my friend banged a grapefruit?
I've got an idea for a bit. Here, look at this picture I drew. What do you think?
Why don't we, I had this idea for the show. Why don't we do a bit where we give something away and that makes people listen?
I got an idea.
Great bit.
I got an idea.
Go ahead.
I got an idea. Bring your pinky over here and I need to say, I'm going to sit on it.
Have I told everybody how charming I am today?
I am.
Everybody else finds me very charming.
I'm loaded with stacks.
I've never once said that.
I put my stacks in my $90 shorts.
Oh, you know what else is in my $90 shorts? My pinky sticking it up.
Okay.
Wow.
And end scene.
That was a good bit.
I thought it was great.
I think it's a new good bit.
I thought that was great, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I hate that bit.
Anyway.
Paul, you have anything else to say?
Do you have anything else to say?
Do you have anything else to say? No, I don't.
No.
Today would have been the 55th birthday of Chris Farley.
Oh.
Died in 1997. Farley would have been 55 today.
Oh.
I know we ask this all the time, but again, do the kids care?
They should.
Like, do the Tommy Olsons of the world? Maybe
Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy probably
cares.
Loves Chris Farley.
Yeah,
but
he loves it.
Does the standard 21-year-old care about Farley? And here's why I ask. Sauce, you were like, yeah, 100% they do. I didn't give a rat's ass at 21 about John Belushi.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
What's I still don't.
Equivalent.
I think it's almost exactly Belushi, right? SNL, comedic, slightly overweight, or in Farley's case, massively overweight.
guy Farley that died early because of drugs.
We see a bigger deal as far as like movie star stuff.
I don't think so. I think their storylines are almost identical.
I don't know what else was Belushi in.
I would say Belushi may have even been bigger because Saturday Night Live was such a big deal, and you only had three networks at the time.
Oh, sure.
And Animal House was gigantic, right?
That's
Animal
true,
House
too.
Was.
What else was he in though?
But my guess was Animal
Blues
House
Brothers.
Was
Blues Brother.
Oh. But wasn't Animal House bigger than Tommy Boy or Black Sheep?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't
and
think
again,
it's close.
Because we had less things to
Beverly Hills Ninja,
right? Almost Heroes. I guess that's why I ask. I don't care about Belushi. Do you guys care about Belushi?
No. Yeah. Animal House sucks.
Hey.
It does. Animal House is
a bit.
No, it's an over. It's not a good movie.
But all I'm saying is Belushi may be a genius. I just don't think our generation cares that much. So we think Farley's a genius. I just don't know if the generation after us cares at all.
Hmm.
Because he's been dead since 1997. He's been
Rosie.
Dead for 22 years.
Rosie.
Why would the kids care?
I don't know. It's a good point.
Thanks.
You're not supposed to eat cake that old.
Who says?
Gary Bell on Twitter.
I thought you were going to say Gary Busey.
Most kinds of cakes are safe to eat for up to 4 days if they are stored in a refrigerator. Cakes made of frosting with dairy ingredients should be stored in the refrigerator, so don't eat it.
I did say
it was in the fridge the whole time.
Read that again.
Yeah, it says, in the fridge, most kinds of cakes are safe to eat up to 4 days if they are stored.
So, but there's
the
a difference here.
Is it
as good as it was like when you first baked it? Like, does it lose quality? We're not concerned about that because it's probably not going to be as good as it was the first day it was baked.
Yeah.
Is it
going to
make you
runs.
Sick?
I have no idea.
Is it buttercream frosting?
It is now.
But it's Parrish's cake. Let him decide. Are we eating this thing or not? And by we, I mean Paul.
I'm not eating it.
Yes. Why? Parrish wants you to. It's his birthday wish.
Yeah, I'm not getting food poisoning for you D-words.
It's my bit.
Yeah, then why are you here? Isn't that your bit, is to embarrass yourself?
No.
Sometimes like Farley and Belushi?
Aww.
Comedic geniuses of our generation?
I am pretty funny.
Right. Very humble, too.
You can see me in Mankato doing stand-up.
What is that?
Oh, no.
When are you doing stand-up in Mankato?
March 1st, Friday, 2 weeks from today.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I got to book something for that night then.
Oh, cool. That's mean.
We don't even care.
I hope all of you die.
No, that's mean.
Aww.
Except for Parrish.
Hey,
thank
you.
I didn't even say anything.
Hey, Perry.
Yes, sir.
Is memory right, my memory right? You like Oreos, right?
Oh, yeah.
double stuffs or regular?
Double stuff.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you do double stuff?
Exactly.
Right? More stuff, the better.
You get the most stuffed?
Oh, yeah.
Those yet?
I've had that, man. I've had that.
They fall apart, but they're good.
They fall apart. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
Yeah, because the ratio, there's too much, so
there's
when you bite into
stuff.
It, the cookie falls off.
It's, the, yeah. Sometimes, the cookie falls off when you take them out of the shell.
Yeah.
It
is weird.
Save some for later.
You're fat.
Do you guys like lemon meringue pie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any kind of pie.
Sauce will bake you a pie for $30.
Yeah.
That's my pie.
Hockey will pay me $30 for a pie.
Hell yeah, well, it's my bit.
It is?
Yeah. Anyway, when Oreos first debuted in 1912, there was the original flavor, which still exists, and lemon meringue Oreos.
Gross.
I'm not digging
How have
that.
They not brought those back?
I can't believe they haven't.
Their new thing where everything is a flavor.
And then Charge complains about it because he hates shelf terrorism.
Yeah.
They discontinued after 8 years because people are like, these other Oreos are best.
Golden Oreos are best.
No.
Yes.
No.
Original.
No.
Paul, have you completely now in the last 2 weeks abandoned your pie plan?
Yeah.
The dream's dead.
What's wrong, baby?
Nothing. Yeah, it's too much work. And if there's two things I don't do, three things I can't do.
Count the things that you do?
Then four things. Four things I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work. Keep a marriage going.
What? What? Is that new?
Last longer than a YouTube ad.
Okay. That's
and,
three.
Effort. I don't do effort.
That's the same thing as number one.
Yeah,
work hard.
No, that's P.
Oh.
Number one.
What?
Get it? It's a joke. Okay, fine. I can't do jokes either. Add that to the list.
Can't wait to see you in Mankato on March 1st.
It'll be great.
Sounds
number
like it's
one,
gonna be awesome.
Number one, that's P. are you gonna lead with that?
Nah, maybe.
Okay. So they can watch all the things. I wish you would sell pies.
Sauce kind of
dominated initials last week. Maybe he's back a little bit. We'll find out at 8:15. Cy Amundson should be here shortly. He's at Acme all week. He also does jokes professionally. Vikings news is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. They say
The Fan.
Sing it out, boy, you've got to see.
Good morning, everybody. It's your little Power Trip Morning Show. It's 7:46. It's Friday. It's almost time for the initials.
Sauce going for win number 80 today. He's
is that right?
Three back of AJ Mansoor. AJ and I were just discussing that if he wants to retake over the crown as a champion, if he wants to do it in front of the live audience at TI, he has to run the table. He has to win the next three to tie it before our initials major on March 8th. So, Sauce, you could do it. If you win the next three, you could go into TI tied for the lead and then walk off with the win and be the champ again.
That'd be sweet.
How are you, buddy? Come on in,
hey, Cy Amundson's here.
I used to run into him all the time down at, what's it called now? TCO. Just randomly, there he is.
I forget. Hey. I always forget Cy's so tall. He's very tall.
Yeah, he's a very tall man. He's a very attractive man.
Brother?
He's a very musky man, too.
He's a musky man?
Yeah. When he walks
he's got
a little,
the beard, the hair.
Musky like the fish?
No.
Musty like your laundry.
Oh, musty. That's
no,
a bummer.
I don't know what I mean by musky. You just seem very manly to me.
Well, it's the word musk. That's a word, right?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, manly musk.
Like your grandma's basement. That's musk, right?
That's where hawks hangs back out, on musk. Yeah. Hawks into old people.
I don't know.
How you doing, buddy?
Did you know that?
You know, I've heard you mention that a dozen or so times.
It's not true. Yeah.
So I'm starting to believe it.
He's into old people porn.
That's not true.
No, Cy, have you met Mark? Mark, Cy, Mark, have you met Mark Parrish or not?
You know, we have. We both worked for the same school district at one point.
Yeah.
About 12 years apart.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're Orono people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We stick together.
Right.
Do we stick together? I will tell you, after Mark won the state championships, but Mark, we've met three or four times, right?
Yep.
And I think we enjoy each other's company. You've been to a comedy show.
Yes, I have.
And after he won the state championship, I don't know if he had 800 drinks in him, but they came to the Orono basketball game.
Oh, my God.
To get announced at halftime. And I was like, Mark. And he looked at me like he'd never met anyone in his entire life. He's like, guy. Like, he had nothing. He was gone. I was like, man, you're celebrating that children's trophy pretty heavy.
Here's the great news for you, Cy, is if he's at a basketball game, period, he's had 800 drinks.
Yeah.
He may not have won anything.
Yeah. And he's lost. He's right. Definitely
That's
lost.
That's the only way to get him there.
We didn't know it was going to happen. It's like coaches. I was in a car, so we drove Crick to the Rooster. We
in
started
a car,
drinking.
Good.
And just guys, people buying us shots and everything like that. And then the AD calls us like, "Yeah, you got to come to the basketball game." Like, what?
Him just stumbling around parents like this right puck is round.
Nice. So, Cy, you're at Acme all week. How's it been going so far?
It's been going pretty incredible. It's, that place is the best.
It is.
But, yeah, we sold out Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday was cheating because it's Valentine's Day, so I, suffered through a bunch of couples wondering if I was enjoyable. And then two shows tonight, two tomorrow. A few tickets left for the late shows. But it's,
nice.
Yeah, it's been great. And I got a couple of really funny openers with me.
Cool.
A guy from L.A. named Blake Wexler and another one from Cincinnati named Mike Cronin.
Cool. Right on.
Yeah, I'm psyched.
Yeah, man.
So the other day I tweeted out a picture of you, right? Just because I like to put a face to the name for the listeners that don't know what you look like.
Yeah.
So I had to do a Google image search for Cy Amundson.
Oh, that's going to be a bummer.
And even though I had seen it before, I had forgotten that, this is kind of your standard attire, right? It's not. Yeah. You're like me. You're not a great dresser.
Not at all.
And it seems, based on your Google image search, that you don't care to try to dress very well, which is also me. However, you know where I'm going with this?
Well, I can tell you I'm wearing slippers right now.
That works. You wore a full suit on Conan.
Oh, yeah.
Full suit.
It was fancy jeans and a sport coat.
But that's
so,
but from the
like
waist up, at least on your
fancy
right,
dinner.
You looked so uncomfortable.
Didn't love it. But I will say, growing up, anytime I would see even like being really young as Carson was winding down, But if you'd see a comic go on Letterman for the first time or back when they did Carson, they always wore a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And so something in my brain was like, it's a level of respect your first time going on one of those shows. And so I did it, and every time since, everybody's been like, do you own non-hooded sweatshirts? Do you have anything that doesn't look like you used a towel off?
Yeah. So you've been on Conan.
Been on Conan. I did that, yeah.
What else have you done that people can YouTube and watch your stuff?
I got it. My last album did really well. You guys were a ton of help with that. I came in here, and it did well, and I got a half-hour special on Comedy Central.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and the end. You can find it. People can find it. I'm in the midst of, I'm working on it. That's what I'm doing at Acme. I'm refining the brand new hour. So
Ooh.
I'm going to record it here really soon. So I'm struggling through it. Let's not say struggling. I'd say powering.
Yeah.
You're really good.
I'm
sure.
I'm Parrish at a basketball gaming through it.
Yeah, right. So can you tell us what's going on in the world of sports with you?
Oh, man. I still doing SportsCenter on Snapchat. Going to start doing this thing called Hoop Streams. What a clever name. But it's an NBA pregame show for the internet and stuff like that. So I'm still doing that. No one's fired me, which is unbelievable.
Right.
It's
and
cool.
Of course, during football season, I ran into you quite a few times down at the old TCO.
Yeah, they let me in there, which is the biggest mistake anyone's ever made.
Right, right.
I can't, that place is incredible. I almost just started living there.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Their studio is nicer than some of our studios.
It's
crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Did they allow you to eat up there?
Oh my gosh, I think I know where this is going. Did you guys do some sort of research on how to bully me?
Obviously. No.
He's in slippers. He made some broccoli at the Vikings facility and it ruined everybody's day.
What happened now, Chris? What's the story?
I'd like him to tell the story.
Go for it.
I honestly don't remember the story, so I'm gonna let it die. I've had some back issues, so I'm on a strange diet called the autoimmune protocol, which any diet that has the word protocol in is...
Rosie!
Might as well just shoot me.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
It's fruits and vegetables and meats, the end. And so I was it was my first day there filming something for ESPN, and I used their microwave to reheat some food. And I think everybody's like, no, you can't come back.
Yeah. Made the whole place smell like farts?
Yeah. Well, worse. I think somehow worse.
Yeah, it smelled so bad that it actually injured one of the players.
That's why they went 8-7-1 exactly was because of that food.
Right. Yeah. Kirk's ankle has not recovered.
So that was Vikings news, by the way.
That was Vikings news.
Brought to you by
news.
Radco. Thank you, Radco.com, your truck accessory pro store.
Yeah, that place is the future, right? TCO.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's unbelievable.
It's like Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. It's just very clean and white,
almost strategically clean.
Right.
Yeah.
Or one of them is going to slaughter you to Huey Lewis in the news.
It's not after Rosie was there last Saturday.
No. Let's just say there's plenty of napkins that can be researched after that that party.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, Lawyer Lambert was there.
He's in every picture with Rosie.
Shocking.
Hey, Age.
Hey, Chris.
Is it true that you're going to jump into a freezing lake tomorrow?
That's the funny thing. I'm not jumping in.
What?
But I'm hosting an event. Prior Lake Polar Plunge. You can sign up right now through the Minnesota Special Olympics. It'll be tomorrow. Prior Lake. In Prior Lake, tomorrow morning. Paul, I don't think you're allowed because you don't have a key to the city. I do, so I can get there. Everybody's involved. Everybody's allowed. Everybody's invited. Come on down, support a great cause, jump in the water, and have a lot of fun. Those events are great.
Well, here's
I'm gonna
the
cut
thing.
Right to the chase.
I'm going to cut right to the
chase.
I don't
like charity. I don't get it. It feels to me like I'm giving money away and getting nothing in return.
Here's the thing I don't understand.
What's that?
This is one of the meanest things I think I've ever done, but... Why aren't you jumping in the water?
Because I have to hold the microphone. I might jump in.
Is
I mean,
that right?
I'm not going to do it until the very end if I do.
Right. Have you ever?
I've done it before. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No. Yeah. It's shocking to the system.
Yeah. It's terrible.
But then I have to go stand and continue to MC.
Yes.
So I'm not going to get froze and then stand out in the cold. So maybe I'll be the last one.
Darn it! I was hoping you hadn't done it before, and I was going to guilt you into doing it.
No, I've done it. It's crazy.
I'm glad I did it. Because, you want to do it.
Those guys that do the super plunges they go all over the state
and
29 times or whatever.
Yeah.
Nuts.
No.
But
For a good cause.
For a great cause, and it's on your great bucket cause. List, and you should all do it. In fact, Corey, you should do it tomorrow.
I'm going to cut right to the chase.
Yes, sir.
I don't like charity.
I understand that.
I don't get it.
I know, sir.
It feels to me like I'm giving money away and getting nothing in return.
That's sort of the idea.
Mr. Z joins us every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and he's very excited today because Happy Death Day to You comes out, and you loved the first one.
I did. Yep, more than apparently anyone else in the universe. I went into Happy Death Day 2. Those guys are brilliant because they suckered me in about for the first 10 or 15 minutes. I'm like, you know what? They blew it. They're just remaking the first one. They're just going to do the same dang movie. And then they turned it around and actually surprised me many times. I couldn't predict what was going to happen next. And Jessica Roth once again carried the movie on her shoulders, and it was very good. I loved it. But not everyone did.
No
what
kidding.
Are you gonna do?
Well, one person who didn't, I don't know if you saw this earlier this week, Mr. Z, but the killer in Happy Death Day, that baby-faced kind of killer-looking kid or whatever, I guess there is a fan, I think it's the Saints or Pelicans or something like that, where he basically thinks that the movie stole that mask from him, and he sued the makers of Happy Death Day, and he wants a ton of money, like millions and millions and millions.
Got to be a Saints fan.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Got to be a Saints fan. Hey, I won't digress. That's dumb.
Sure.
And a mask that looks like a baby is somehow or another going to be copyrighted. I'm not sure that that's going to succeed unless he somehow tied it up that he had written a screenplay along with it that matched the movie. So no, they stole enough from Groundhog's Day and Back to the Future and Inception that I don't think they're worried about stealing a baby mask. They'll be fine.
Hey, what happened to Lego Movie 2? Critically, it did fine, but why was it way, way, way under estimates?
Yeah, well, I was a little worried. I had projected 50 when we talked about it, and it didn't even get to 50. The general consensus is that the original Lego Movie tapped into. It was the first time. It was kind of a Lego movie. It was like it hit a whole bunch of people, and grown-ups were going to it, and college kids were going to it, and the nostalgia of it, and it was clever, and it was funny, and it really did really well. Well, since then, we've had Lego Batman, we've had Lego Ninjago, and there's 18 different Lego movies on Netflix. And so when this one came out, it was good, but what it didn't do is it didn't get those people who kind of went to it for nostalgia reasons. That's kind of the guess, because I thought it was – the other thing about it is it seemed to be aimed at a little bit of a younger audience maybe than the first one was. So
Yeah, I can buy that. Yeah.
Got it. All right. Thanks, Mr. Z.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Alita looks beautiful. It's not the greatest movie in the world, but if you enjoy 3D, Alita is going to be the number one at the box office this weekend, and it's actually visually worth seeing in 3D.
Alita?
Oh. What? Alita Battle Angel, yeah.
Yeah. I did a movie screening for it a couple weeks ago. It's the new AI-inspired battle movie, I guess. It's a James Cameron producer?
Yeah.
He was a producer on it?
His studio worked on it, and it's the people have complaints about it. The story's a little bit weak, but it's one of those that that visually it's fun. One of those the critics don't love it. The people who go see it generally are liking it, and visually it's actually worth seeing in 3D, which is a rare occurrence.
But I hate basketball though.
Basketball? I'm not following you. So
you said it was inspired by AI.
I get it.
That's a deep basketball joke.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, Mr. Z. Si, you know this is the state of hockey, right?
I'm aware.
You grew
despite
up here.
Despite hockey's joke.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was a joke?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
You know, recently on TwinCities.com, which is the Pioneer Press website, they did the top 75 Minnesota high school hockey players of all time.
Ooh.
Ooh. Really?
Parrish is number 40.
Number 40?
Oh, that's just awful.
Yeah, that's hideous.
Only 39 players in the history of Minnesota high school hockey have ever been better than Mark Parrish.
Well, according to that poll. I was surprised. I was surprised they even made it.
40th, your thoughts?
I was pretty surprised when my dad texted me the picture of it the other day. When I was out in New Jersey, and I was just kind of shocked. I wasn't expecting to be on it at all.
Really? You didn't think you'd be in the top 75 ever?
Of all time?
Are you
I don't know.
Kidding?
Are you kidding? Were you a late bloomer?
No.
Like, you were good, but why is that? Why is that so surprising to you then?
Yeah.
Multiple championships. Just...
How many people made the NHL from Minnesota?
Well, there's been
hundreds.
Quite a lot of people.
A lot.
Seven. Bunches and bunches.
Yeah. All right. Chris thinks it's the seven. State of hockey.
Hockey, yeah, hockey thinks it's like six people.
Hey, how many football players have come out of Texas?
Right.
65.
Oh. Yeah. But that is probably a good place to start. You know, if you're making the list,
yeah.
And then working backwards, you look how many people made the NHL.
They just call it the state of hockey because it's cold here.
That's a really good one.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Everyone else made fun of you, D-word.
Sai just wrote that one down. He's using it tonight. I hope you don't get mad.
I liked it. Every time Sauce tries a joke in front of Sai, the whole room feels it even more so. It's like...
There's a weight.
if you do jokes in front of a comedian, it's extra special when it bombs.
No one's worse than that than Charch.
Oh, really?
Charch is such a wonderful guy and so supportive of comedy, but he loves comedy so much that when I come into a studio that he's in, his eyes get this concerning level of big. Like, he made the first time I was ever on with him and PA was at the state fair, and I came on and they mentioned my fiance, and within 2 seconds, Charch made a roofie joke about my fiance, and the whole crowd, PA, Norto, everybody's like, nope. No, we disagree with that. I almost had to read a statement after he said it. Oh, he's wonderful, but he gets super excited when we come. Great.
Paul, do you feel extra pressure when comedians are in to perform?
No.
I've seen him perform. He knocks it out. I've seen him. He does a show, puts a bunch of drinks in him. We had to do a basketball game.
Did
TwinCities.com, who is the number one former player, current coach, who drank a concerning amount of alcohol after a children's trophy was handed to him?
Children's trophy.
Number one with a bullet.
Who was the number one guy?
Was it Broughton?
Are they all the way through number one?
No, I think they're up to 26 right now.
It's slow release.
Yeah, they're dragging it out.
Yeah, because I'm dying to see like where Broughton, Cullen.
It's got to be Broughton.
Oh, Cullen's not on it yet, right? So he's in the top
Cullen's
25 somewhere.
It. Yeah, Mike Crowley, guys I played with like that.
Is there like a older, like from back in the day that's just like folklorish?
Mayasich.
Isn't there a guy in War Road?
Mayasich.
Is that him?
He's Mayasich and Mariucci.
Oh,
never heard of the second one.
Mariucci, yeah. That's
it seems like
those guys will probably, yeah, you know. But yeah, there's other guys like George Palawa that back in, he was a Bemidji or Brainerd. Or
early
whatever. 90s,
guys like Conway.
Jamie Langenbrenner.
Banks for sure.
So,
Phil Housley's got to be up
Goldberg,
there really high.
Yeah. Sammy really Davis good Jr. goalie.
Interesting question that my neighbor just texted me. From the list that you've seen so far, how many players on that list didn't go to the NHL?
There's been a few.
They just fizzled out in college or it just was different?
Yeah.
A different level, different competition?
Yeah, it's some guys just peak in high school.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ain't that right?
Well, those late
winning children's trophies.
That's so brilliant.
Oh, good for you, though, Mark. I feel good for you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that many people that made it.
Hockey.
You were number 40, right?
Yeah.
So I thought it was like 40. Anyway, hey, real quick, we got to do this.
Go see it.
All right, super fast fan five. The Twins extended Max Kepler and Jorge Polanco. 5-year deals each, 35 mil for Kepler, 25.75 for Polanco. Anyway, baseball announcement this morning.
It is official now.
It's official, yeah. They made the baseball announcement.
Oh, adorable.
Yes.
Certainly not.
No,
those are the
did.
First
Absolutely.
Twins players under contract beyond 2019. Normally when I read a stat like that, because I think that's amazing, I would fact check, but I did not because it's baseball and I don't care. But apparently they are the only two under contract beyond this year.
That's horrid.
That's what the Star Tribune said. If that's wrong, send the emails to them.
Yeah, Lavelle.
Yeah, it was probably Lavelle. The Rising Stars game is tonight.
Hawk, careful.
Our guy Josh Okogie is on the world team.
Hawk, who does he play for?
Who?
Josh Okogie.
Well, he just said our guy, so I'm going to guess the Timberwolves.
That is the correct answer,
yeah!
Yes. 8 o'clock tonight, the over-under is 296.5. A lot of defense tonight in the Rising Stars game.
Hmm.
Imagine betting
on stuff like that.
I mean, would love it.
I have a severe gambling problem. Like, I would bet, I heard you guys talking about the celebrity game. I would bet if there's an over-under on the amount of rebounds Quavo's getting tonight, I would happily drop that. All I could think about was, like, imagine if you were, because it was my dream as a kid. Like, I'm never going to be good enough at basketball. I want to be good enough to play in the celebrity game, so I have to be a celebrity. Imagine if you got the invite and you're like, who else is on it? Like, Kevin Hart and Will Smith. No, Quavo and Michael Rapaport's kid.
Something called Bad Bunny, which I don't. Did anybody look that up? What that is?
I think he's.
What
a,
is it?
I think he's a
animal
rapper.
Pimp. Animal pimp, right?
Oh. Bad Bunny.
Well played.
Bad Bunny. Yeah, he looks.
It's the new
rapper. Let me see.
Look at the cool haircut.
Oh yeah, I got a song with he and your favorite guy, Corey Drake.
My guess is he has face tattoos. Did I nail it?
No, he's got like a Spider-Man haircut.
Yikes.
This is Bad Bunny and Drake?
That's right.
That guy looks like he invented meth.
Hawk, play that other song by him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had two hits. The other one's going to take me a minute here.
Yeah, it's all right. I think it's down the list.
Bad Bunny. This was Bad Bunny and a guy named The Juice.
Okay.
OJ. Okay, I love this.
Yeah, a little different.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dream.
Was this his first hit?
I've been using the same stupid joke.
It's fun,
for
though.
18 years.
This sounds like the song that would play as the music slowly fades out as Parrish passes out in a car in a high school parking lot.
Love you too.
Certainly does. Keyword, please.
The keyword today, the last one.
Whatever?
For a while.
Man, this is your last chance to win at the grand in your hand, man.
The keyword is...
It's the only thing.
Hey, good guy.
What's up, good guy?
Sai's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he is. Plus, I feel bad for being too drunk and forgetting.
You were very drunk in front of
me. Well, then you owe me a ton of apologies.
Should we allow Sai to be a good guy?
Absolutely.
Sai, we nominate you as a good guy. Do you accept?
I'm going to pass.
That's the right answer.
Brilliant.
Yeah, the unofficial teams of good guys, bad guys, mostly irrelevant because this is an individual game, but still, they do like to cheer for each other. AJ, I don't believe cheers for anyone. I don't believe Sauce cheers for anyone.
I'm partnering up with Sauce just from a cheering standpoint. Okay. No offense, AJ, no, but you're too squeaky clean for me. It's something upsetting about it.
Are you guys ready or what?
No.
Do it.
I think I'm ready.
Paul, tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead, babe.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
And specifically, the new Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel, four flavors. We have them right here on the table. Now available in a 16-ounce, no-slip, resealable can. Go grab one today.
You think I'm kidding, but those cans are awesome.
Yeah,
they are cool. I love cans.
Have you resealed them?
I have, of course, duh.
Yeah, duh.
These cans are too big, though, Chris,
no,
or not?
You know what? And I was going to ask him if they would make them even bigger, because I love big cans.
Those are pretty sizable.
Yeah, those are some great cans.
You know what? No
slip.
They can never make them too big, but I like the small cans as well. Yes.
A little bit. Going out of my hand at all.
Yeah, pretty nice, right?
No slip.
Solid grip.
Yeah.
Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. Could be anything as long as they share the same initials. These five gentlemen do not know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has six clues. I start reading clues as soon as they know who or what I'm describing. They yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9. Held by two individuals, Paul, who we'll talk to in a second, and the all-time wins leader, AJ Mansour, who has 82 career victories.
Thanks, Corey. If I win today, you can head over to the Rival House in St. Paul. They're going to give you a free tap beer and a $3 initials appetizer just for telling your server that AJ won the initials game.
Sauce won last week with 6, kind of dominated, and I called him a bitch.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I went home, cried, showed it who's boss, cried, and then remembered you called me a bitch.
Oh,
so you were crying for other reasons. Sauce is second all-time with 79 victories, which means if you win today, Paul, I'll do the math for you, because you might need some help. That would be 80.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
The average age of the woman hockey, like.
I only like one woman.
If I win, you'll receive
one. It's an
one
easy average to figure out. How old are you?
One free beverage of choice at any of the Irish Porn Hospitality restaurants, Lola's Lake House, Jake O'Connor's O'Donovan's, and, of course, McKinney Road. Just say meat sauce one initials to your server today through Sunday.
Chris Hockey.
Doo-doo butt.
Chris Hockey is third all-time, and he has 52 career victories. Hi, Chris.
Hi. My name is Chris Hockey.
You have not won yet in the year 2019. Your last win, December 28th of last year.
Thanks for the reminder.
Just bring that up.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So far, it's all AJ and Sauce this year.
Well, that's true. But
good
today,
guys.
I leg him down and smack him, yak him.
Leg it down.
That's what you're going to do when you get home.
That's true, too. Radco brings you, me, I guess. Radco.com. If I win today, man, you're going to get 10% off your online order all weekend long at Radco.com, and that's the best website for truck and SUV stuff everywhere. Come on, let's do this.
Mark Parrish is the 40th best player in Minnesota high school hockey history.
Thank you.
Let's just skip your stats.
Thank
that
you.
Would be
finally,
a waste of time, right, Hawk?
Years.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about
you skip,
that
though,
your initial stats.
A waste of time.
You are ahead of Cy Amundsen, who's played multiple times. Cy, you are 21st all-time in initials points. You have 4 career points.
That's good.
We just talked during the break. If you get 4, that would catapult you all the way up to 8 points, of course, tying you for 10th with Justin Gard.
Puts me in the top 10, but I only need 2 for the top 11.
You could be, yeah, if you get 2, you are 11th, right? You'd be tied for 11th.
Wow. Yeah, good more of an you. 11 guy. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to set expectations low.
Cy, the last time you played was Worthington, right?
Yeah. Are we going to relive this nightmare?
Yes, and the initials were CD.
Yep.
You missed Charles Darwin, and your dad was furious.
My dad is a biology professor who
Darwin?
He walked Darwin's trail. I thought he was going to tell me that I wasn't his son anymore. It was bad. Just in front of a room full of people, he knows. Oh, that's my dumb son.
Yep. So that was CD. We're going to dial it back just a little bit, but it's very similar. The initials today, CB. And Charles Barwin is not one, so you don't have to worry about that. CB today. Are you 5 gentlemen ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paul, are you ready?
Yeah, babe.
Item 1 of CB.
Clue number 1.
In 1997, Al Bundy sold his soul to the devil to be connected to this on a season 11 episode of Married with Children.
Clue number 2.
Connected to monsters in the 1940s.
Clue number 3.
This name appears on Clark Griswold's head in Christmas. Yep.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I thought it was too, man.
Chicago Bears.
Damn it.
Let me guess, your dad played for the Bears and he's furious right now.
He's very angry, yes.
Sauce leads 1-0. Here's item 2 of CB.
Clue number 1.
Was seen on CBS during Super Bowl 53.
Talk.
Okay.
Cardi B.
Oh,
well, that's a good one. I'm gonna put that one down.
Hawk is out. Hawk is out for the rest of item 2.
Clue number 2.
Has appeared in both TV and films.
Clue number 3.
Connected to the New York Star.
Clue number 4.
Known for an expensive shoe collection.
Clue number 5.
Is a columnist and fashionista.
Paul.
Yep.
Carrie Bradshaw.
That's right.
Thanks.
Here he comes. Mifa. Mifa.
Make initials fun again.
Oh, no, bummer.
Okay. Cool. I'll stick to the comedy.
Not only is he trash talking other initials players, now he's trash talking fellow stand-up comedians.
Fellow, I'm not even in the same category.
Oh, with AJ, agreed. Here we go. Number 3 of CB.
Clue.
Sauce leads 2-0. Is an unreleased 1986 album by Prince.
Clue number 2.
Appeared in the Harry Potter franchise.
Clue number 3.
Its emoji is mostly purple.
Clue number four.
The Goblin King in 1986's Labyrinth had these.
Mark.
Yep.
Crystal ball.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice job, Perry.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah.
David Bowie, man. Labyrinth kicks ass.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They should leave that movie alone. Yeah. I know they're going to remake it, and that's a huge
mistake.
David
Bowie.
Bowie kicks ass.
Bowie wins.
Goblin King kicks ass.
He could redo the row.
Sauce has two. Parrish has one.
He's dead.
Here's item four of CB.
Clue number one.
They stare.
Clue number two.
They radiate light.
Clue number three.
They were originally intended for greeting cards.
AJ.
Yep.
Care Bears.
That's right. Oh. JC.
Really good.
JC.
Si, you're at Acme all week, right?
Yes. Cool. I'll be also not answering things there.
Sauce has two, Parrish and AJ one apiece. Here's item five of CB.
Clue number one.
Connected to Road to Perdition, The Addams Family, and Weird Science.
Clue number two.
Connected to animated character Jeff Albertson.
Clue number three.
Connected to Mr. Glass.
Paul?
Yep.
Comic books?
That's right. Damn it! My gosh!
Man, another so far dominating performance by Meat Sauce. Sauce, do you know that second clue? Connected to animated character Jeff Albertson.
Is that... No.
Anybody else know?
Mm-mm.
He's an animated character who likes comic books. I thought you were a giant Simpsons fan.
No, that's Swavid.
Swavid likes The Simpsons.
He loves The Simpsons.
That's comic book
Too
guy from The Simpsons.
Died. Oh, it is. No kidding. That's his name.
Oh,
comic book guy.
That's great, Cor.
Sauce has three.
Mifa.
Parrish and AJ one apiece. We're not even halfway through the game. Everybody's still in this. Here's item six of CB.
Except for hockey.
Clue number one.
Was seen on NBC's Parks and Recreation.
Clue number two.
Jim Halper. Okay.
Christie Brinkley.
You are out.
I thought that guy married her.
You are out for the remainder of item six.
That was
clue number two.
Jim Halpert was this for Halloween on NBC's The Office.
Clue number three.
His nickname is also a Chris Rock film.
Oh, Mark.
Yep.
Charlie Brown.
Good guess, though, dude.
Parrish is out. And Sauce is out. We're down to Cy, AJ, and Hawk.
This will be humiliating.
Clue number four.
Okay. He's a former Olympian.
Oh.
Clue number five.
His career ended due to blood clots. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
11-time NBA All-Star.
AJ?
Yep.
God.
Charles Barkley?
Incorrect. Let me finish. We're down to basketball expert Chris Hockey.
Yeah.
And ESPN Snapchat host Cy Amundsen.
My dad's just going to spit on me at this show tonight.
Here we go.
Clue number six.
11-time NBA All-Star.
Cy.
Yep.
Chris Bosh.
That's
Hockey has no idea who Bosh.
An hour ago, I posted an article to KFAN.com about Chris Bosh.
I got to tell you, I'm so glad you got that site because I would have let time run out even if I was by myself.
Chris, I got to tell you, I'm glad I got that too, or I would have had to Mark Parrish myself into the night.
That could mean so many things.
Oh, man.
We're halfway through the game and Cy's on the board.
What's his nickname?
CB4.
And that's a Chris Rock movie?
Yep. Yeah, it was in the 90s. CB4.
Right.
CB4 is a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That only I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You've heard of it, apparently.
And,
it's no Pootie Tang.
Jeez, I don't know if you can say that.
Sauce has three. Parrish, AJ, and Cy each have one. We're halfway through. Here's item seven of CB.
Clue number one.
Can be caused by physical damage.
Clue number two.
Males are more likely than females.
Clue number three.
This is connected.
How do you say this? Colorblindness?
Either way.
That's right.
Colorblind or colorblindness are both acceptable answers. Colorblind is right. Wow, how'd you figure that out after
what the heck?
That those were both pretty vague.
I knew the male more than female.
Ooh, yeah. Jeez. Colorblind is the right answer. Sauce with 3, AJ with 2, Parrish and Cy with 1 each, Hawk with 0. Plenty of time for everybody still. Here's item 8 of CB.
Clue number 1.
Appeared in the Middle Ages.
Clue number 2.
Often used in the BDSM community. That's too bad Rosie's not here. That would have been a dead giveaway, right? Or your dad?
He passed away.
Oh, okay.
Clue number 3.
And your dad?
Everlast made one of these that appeared in 1993's Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Psy?
Yep.
Chastity belt?
Yeah! Right.
Yeah! Wow!
Psy's
nice!
11. I'm at 11.
Wow.
Peace out, everybody.
You're the top 11 ever. But Psy, more importantly.
Wow. Am I a point away, right?
No, but how, yeah, you're. Don't worry about the points for a second. Try to win.
I'm just focused on each individual day.
Winning's even better. Sauce has 3. AJ and Cy just 1 point back. They have 2 apiece. Parrish has 1. Hawk has 0. But there are 4 items left. It's still anybody's game mathematically. Here's item 9 of CB.
Clue number 1.
Has a connection to the Bloods.
Clue number 2.
In a recent Twitter feud...
Psy.
Yep.
Chris Brown.
Psy is out for the remainder of item 9. That was a big one. Let me finish clue 2.
Clue number 2.
In a recent Twitter feud, nailed it, posted, quote, "Leave me alone, I will dog walk you."
Paul.
AJ. Paul. Dang it.
Cardi B.
That's right.
I should have jumped in.
That's frustrating.
Cardi B.
I should have jumped in. I didn't jump in. I should have jumped in.
Hawk's now mathematically out, but keep playing, of course. There are 3 items to go. Son Parrish needs to run the table to tie. Cy and AJ are 2 back, so Sauce, if you get any of the remaining 3, you lock up win number 80.
I hope. Let's see. I'm just not going to get too excited.
Mifa.
Sauce going for the win. Here's item 10 of CB.
Clue number 1.
In college, was in a band called Way No Way.
Clue number 2.
His middle name is Muriel.
Clue number 3.
A coworker thought his name was Toby.
AJ.
Yep.
Creed Bratton.
You are out for the remainder of item 10.
Clue number 4.
Bonded with his friend over Baywatch and Barca loungers.
What is his name?
Clue number 5.
His job deals with statistical analysis and data reconfiguration. Last but not least.
Clue number 6.
Had an on-again, off-again relationship with Janice, but ended up marrying Monica Geller. 5.
Cy.
Mark.
Mark. Chandler Bing.
Yeah!
Attaboy, Cy!
Oh, that's
Come on, Cy! You are a Cardi B answer away.
I'm really
from
upset
being
about
in the
this.
Lead.
I have a new Darwin, and it's Cardi
Whoa.
B.
Nobody's ever said that before.
I'm proud of that.
All right, so here's the situation. I can't believe, Cy, you're in this. Sauce has the lead. He has 4. Cy Amundsen's at Acme all week, and he's 1 point back with 3. There are 2 items left, so AJ, you have to get the next 2 right to tie. Parrish is mathematically out. Hawk's mathematically out, but keep playing. Sauce still going for the win. Here's item 11 of CB.
Clue number 1.
The movement began in the UK in the 1970s.
Clue number 2.
They are independently owned.
Clue number 3.
Often focus on quality over quantity.
Clue number 4.
Typically distributed through a wholesaler. Excuse me. Typically distributed through a wholesaler.
Clue number 5.
They produce a small amount, at least relative to the large-scale corporations that are their competitors. last but not least.
Clue number six.
Their names and flavors are often edgier and more unique to try to build a cult following while competing against the big boys like Coors, Bud, Miller, and
Paul.
More.
Paul for the win.
Craft beer.
Craft beer.
That was the word I couldn't
think of. Craft beer is right. Ah, damn it, Cy. Soskets win number 80, wow. And he's doing a weird march. And he's
I don't know what that was.
Doing Ric Flair impressions.
Wow.
I want everybody to believe I was close, but as he was guessing craft beer, I was like, is it Cherry Berry?
one item to go. Last one, just for fun, and our friends at Mountain Dew. CB are the initials. Here's item 12 of CB.
I'm getting
clue
10.
Number one.
The first word is often switched to back.
Clue number two.
They're often cylindrical. It's a big word. It's all right.
Clue number three.
Can be smoked or unsmoked.
Clue number four.
Is a 1995 John Candy movie.
Paul.
Oh. Yep. Five, four.
Canadian bacon.
Oh. Wow. Sosko's 6 points back-to-back weeks, and he gets win number 80.
It's called back bacon?
Congratulations.
Back bacon in Canada, yeah. Ew. Canadian bacon is not called Canadian bacon in Canada. They call it back bacon, I guess. Cy, at least Cardi B didn't haunt you because you lost by three.
Yeah, I'll spend a year or so regretting some choices I made and let my dad criticize me, and I'll come on back.
But you are up to seven points all time. Sole possession of 11th all time.
That's all I wanted. I mean, I wanted the win. I'm telling myself that so I don't ruin my friendship with Sauce, but... Yeah. That was fine.
You can say whatever you want.
God, I can't. Just the look on his face just makes my stomach turn.
Yeah, you just leapfrogged names like Kevin McDermott of the Vikings, Ron Johnson, Mark Rosen, myself, John Schuster.
Bunch of trash.
Yeah, bunch of trash.
Bunch of trash.
Right on, dude. Good for you. Win number 80 for Sauce. Sauce, what happens now?
Now you can head Denny the Irish-born hospitality restaurants for a free beverage of choice. Tell your server now through Sunday. Those, of course, are O'Donovan's, McKinney Row.
Lola's Lake House.
Thank you. I'm too excited. My heart's pumping.
Your art?
You've earned it.
And Jake O'Connor's.
Jake O'Connor's, yeah.
Yeah, go see it. Thank you.
You're welcome. One final segment with Cy Amundson, Mark Parrish, Meat Sauce, AJ, Chris Hockey, I'm Corey Coven. This is The Fan.
For more information on KFAN radio contests, go to KFAN.com.
Sauce, you're back a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Got your groove back.
Yeah, maybe.
Good for you.
Still maybe. Too bad. Dominated for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we're less than a month away from initials major number three, and you've won both of them so far. Got that green jacket still.
Yeah, that's how we quit doing it.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's on my desk. I doubt it fits.
Super important question. What does your world ranking have to be to qualify for a major? Top six? Top eight?
You have to be one of the four regular members of the Power Trip Morning Show or Rube at TI that gets their name drawn. So you're technically eligible. Be down there March 8th, get your name drawn, and get up there.
You know how pissed off people would be? They would think the fix is in. Just guys from Maple Grove like, I'm going to kill him. This is my chance.
They talk like that?
Maple Grove people
do,
sure.
They talk like that everywhere.
Yeah, we do.
Did Cy scare Parrish to the bar?
He had to take his wife to the airport. So he had to run out the dough.
That pretty little haircut.
Yep.
He looks great.
Hey, real quick, I have a pair of tickets to see a Tenacious D concert.
Hell yeah. Can I have them?
No. Okay. In Post-Apocalypto, the tour, 2019. It's July 30th at the Palace Theater in St. Paul. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. You can be the 11th caller and win them right now. 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. Yeah, I want to apply for it.
So you're getting married.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
When is that?
June 1st. The big day is coming. I don't know what day it is today, but it's coming. Did you know that you get a discount if on your marriage license if you do pre-marriage counseling?
I did not know.
Yeah, also, did you know it is not worth it? No, it's not even remotely worth it. I'm not with him anymore, the counselor, so I can't get in a fight with him, but he's not going to love this. First of all, there were some warning signs. His office was in one of those art commune buildings where they let artists live for cheaper because they make jewelry. And so that should, like, anytime you're like, you're walking through a place where a guy also makes pottery before he tells you if your relationship's good enough, that's a bad sign. But this guy, and I don't know how everybody else's goes, but this guy, like, we told him about ourselves. One of the things he said in the first session was, he goes, all right, you know, let's just loosen things up here. Let's just get things going. Sai, I want you to tell me one thing about Jenna that makes you absolutely, that just drives you crazy. No. What are you talking about? That's the worst. I have a dad. I've seen sitcoms. I'm not doing that. Yeah. There's no way I'm doing it. He goes, trust me, I have a plan. Is your plan to have sex with my fiance? Because that's the, there's no right. way that ends. There's no way that I can, if I'm like, hey, yeah, sometimes when you eat cereal, you sound like a moose trapped in a sleeping bag. And when I tell you to calm it down, you pretend you don't hear me, and it makes me want to kill your parents for even considering having children. Like, if I say, that's no way that he's not going to go, like, baby, you eat beautiful. There's no way it doesn't end. Also, she's so much better at that game than me. I'm not playing that. I'll be like, you eat loud. She's like, hey, you're so needy and insecure that when I'm not around you, your self-worth starts to crumble. You're like, oh, God, that's accurate. But the that's not even the real problem. The real problem is where I was like, oh, well, we're not going to do this. He goes to my gym, and you know how you learn that?
In the showers.
If you're in the shower and your marriage counselor walks into the shower, there's no way I'm going to marriage counseling with two people that can describe my penis. There's no way I'm doing that. Like, I'm like, I'm not having a good time. Oh, you got a little bit of a short temper today. No, it's a medium temper. Tell him, it's a thick temper, right, Jenna? Tell him. My temper's a grower. Like, I don't want to be projecting my way through marriage counseling. So we're out. We did four sessions and peaced out.
You'll figure it out.
Maybe.
Yeah, who cares?
You never know. It's not
what
super
about that
important.
Discount, though, man?
You know what? It's
how much was it? Like, what kind of discount is it?
Somebody told me that, and whoever told me that, they should just shoot them in the street in front of everybody else. And I know that's a harsh stance, but they're so bad at math. The counseling is easily more money than the discount.
See, they're tricking you into, you know, getting through some of these awkward moments before marriage.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'd rather experience them during marriage than have a guy be like, all right, Sai, now let's talk about that mole. Like, I don't need them to break me down like that.
You could always get remarried.
I could always
Life's
get remarried.
Life's long. There's a lot to do.
Dude, people get new fiancés every day. That's what I always say.
And they're normally younger and hotter.
Yeah, that's, you know, you get wealthier, they get younger and hotter. It really pans out. Speaking of getting older, we talked about my dad earlier.
Yeah.
My dad is losing his mind right now because he's retired. He recently texted me a picture of the bucket list that he wrote on a napkin, which is the most old man communication. Well, you just want a pigeon to fly me the phone, you crazy old man. But the list is insane. So number one on it is, I almost cursed right there. Number one on it is learn Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, Sauce Talk knows some ball. Of that. Sauce, do some Mandarin.
Four years. There's. I was going to say,
four
there's
years.
No way. Is that true?
True story, four years.
4 years.
He thinks maybe even five. He lost track.
I took an eighth grade.
Tell Sai literally every phrase or word in Mandarin you know. Go.
I know one.
Oh, good.
Ni hao.
You mean the one from all the movies?
4 years.
Yeah. It's because it's the toughest language on the earth.
Yeah.
There's no way. My dad is 67 years old. Last year I saw him getting an argument with a rake. There's no way that he's going to master the world's toughest language. Number two on the list is far better. Number two is finally settle things with Dave. Here's a fun fact. I'm 34. My mom has been married to my dad for 35 years. None of us know anyone that he knows named Dave. So my dad is just walking the earth with a 3.5-decade-old grudge that he hasn't mentioned before. And the worst part is he didn't really say what settle meant. Like, we don't know if it's a good settle or a bad settle. Like, I'm so sorry, Dave. We're like, I told you I'd find you, you son of a bitch. I assume Dave's in China, hence the Mandarin. But here's the kicker, and like, I can only do this because I know he doesn't listen to the radio, because I'm going to spring this on him at some point at a show. He is writing a country music album, under the pseudonym The Unknown Cowboy.
Oh my God.
That was made up. Hockey, you could partner with them. So, Hockey, do you remember this thing called Sim Stage?
Of course.
So it was this interactive community where you could put your writing, your poetry, and your music up. So my dad was on there as a musician. Also, he's a biology professor. He has no life experience. What's he going to just keep writing the Monster Mash over and over? Like, I was up in my lab late one night. Nope, that's the Monster Mash, Bruce. So when he got an account on Sim Stage, as the Unknown Cowboy, my brother and I were like, well, let's get an account. And so we started an account under the character Jicky Jack 69, which the 69 part just flew right over my dad's head. He wasn't like, I should question this. We said we were the best country music author in all of northeastern Iowa. We befriended him for like 18 months.
Oh, my
God. We were giving him songwriting advice. Hawk, you're going to love this. We told him that every country music song is either a tragedy or a comedy, and you sell them both the same way. So we started sending him songs, hoping he would post one. He never did. So my brother's getting married this past summer, and my dad, he's home, so my dad helps him transfer files from his old computer to his new computer. Greg finds a file called Old Stuff. And starts going through it, and it has three of our songs.
Oh.
He recorded them, never put them out.
No.
And one of them's one of the comedies called He Took a Dog to Prom.
What? Brilliant.
All right, can we continue this on the after party?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cy Amundsen's at Acme all week. We're going to go.